InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Transmission. This is our third to last broadcast out of this famous facility in the last 17 years. InfoWars has been around, obviously, since 1996. I've been on the air since 94, 32 years. Obviously, the transmission against tyranny will continue, basically completely unabated. And we've survived so many attempts to shut us down. People don't take this serious. When we do shut down Thursday night at midnight, people are going to flip out. And that's okay, because they can just come on over to the Alex Jones Network and find all the details and the new news sites and everything at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, and on all the same radio stations. In fact, more stations want us. We're over 450 radio stations now. Funny how the Streisand effect works. So thank you so much for joining us. Hey, it's not 3 a.m. I didn't have my button undone on purpose. Sorry. We're back at midnight now, where I like to stay. Welcome to the long end of the night. End of the night. Take a journey to the bright midnight. End of the line. End of the night. I'm in a good mood because I'm starting to see a trend, and I track this. They're starting to indict mid-level, a whole bunch of them, and some super high-level individuals in the original deep state. My concern is Trump's just trying to become the new swamp. But this is big. David M. Marenz, senior advisor to Dr. Fauci and all the bad guys, has been indicted for lying about gain of function. So Senator Paul's finally getting some traction on that. And if the indictments, and I haven't had a chance to read them yet, but I've obviously read the ones on Southern Poverty Law Center, those are real. Those are hardcore. They're hitting them right where they can prove it. And if this was followed through on, and this is so big, going at the heart of the big pharma mad science complex, that don't even would do a fake indictment. And by fake, I mean one where it's just for consumption, but they drop it later or lose it on purpose. This is big. This is a big, big deal. And it's interesting. I already had a bunch of news from congressional hearings and scientists coming out where we knew this 5 years ago, but I'm watching C-SPAN. And they've got senators up there with top scientists. No, they knew it would kill everybody, and they covered it up, so it must be intentional. It's just amazing. And cancer exploding off the charts, you know, stuff that Edward Dowd told us 4 years ago. But top Fauci advisor indicted by DOJ on charges of concealing COVID records. And this goes right to Fauci, who hasn't been seen in almost a year in public. So this is splendidly delicious and nutritious for liberty. But we got some really crazy Iran news from the White House and the Secretary of Treasury, Vincent. He's like, don't worry, we've won the war. In 4 months, they'll be out of money because their oil's blocked. Oh, only 4 more months. What could possibly go wrong? This is so wonderful. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out at the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I've been covering the DOJ and their activities for over three decades, so I've learned to look at the indictments. I've learned to look at the press conferences. I've learned to then look when the U.S. attorneys and others make statements on TV on whether or not they're really going after somebody or whether it's just for public consumption and whether or not they got the goods. And all the body language last week with Southern Poverty Law Center and the indictment spelled, this is a great white shark going for the seal's neck. And I was told by my sources, they said, oh no, they got a bunch more coming. So when Cash Patel was on TV saying, oh, a bunch of indictments across the border coming, I said, is this just him because he wants to cover up, you know, the story about him drinking, which I do think is overblown. I mean, he's at a hockey game when they win, drinking beer. Obviously, that's what you do. I mean, okay, big secret there. That's what you do at a hockey game. I'm not a big defender of Cash Patel, as you all know, but I'm not going to slam dunk on him on non-issues. So I said, hopefully this is true. I said, I'm not an idiot. I'm not just going to sit there and believe it's going to happen, but let's see. Well, I tracked the news, and they've been mainly indicting low-level people at all different levels of corruption, but mainly Democrat, you know, deep state operatives. Now they've moved into mid-level and upper mid-level and an even high-level. And this indictment of David M. Morenz, top advisor to Fauci and basically all the bad guys, for covering up, destroying evidence of gain of function, which, again, he may have deleted his email, but others didn't, where they're like, let's cover this up. We're meeting with the CIA to cover up that it was made in the lab. It was made in Chapel Hill under an Obama national initiative. It was a scandal in 2015, so they moved it to Wuhan so they could blame it on China. And look, I'm no fan of the communist Chinese, but they didn't release this. They certainly used it for control and certainly helped with the Democrats run a hysteria campaign, you know, with all the fear-mongering, so they were involved at that level. But no, this was made in the USA. We have the patents. We have the numbers. There have been so many experts and scientists that have brought that out. It's really incredible how open and shut this is. I mean, I had Dr. Francis Boyle, the guy that wrote the U.S. Chemical and Biological Weapons Laws, top U.N. war crimes prosecutor, on in late January, early February. He's died last year. What a great person. Been interviewed him for 25 years. And I'm so busy, I didn't know until 6 months after he was dead. It hit me like, I said, hey, get Boyle on. They go, sir, he's dead. We put it in your stack back at the time. I guess I didn't see it. I was like, so when people think I'm not covering something, it's usually because I missed it. I miss a lot. That I will admit. I get a lot right, but I miss a lot. I'm about a trillion light years away from God's omnipresence. Now, compared to a low information news viewer, I'm light years ahead of them. But the point is that he laid out the patents, how they did it, where they did it, how they did it all, what was going to happen, and how the shot would be the real weapon, and he aced it. Well, it's because he knows all the classified information. He doesn't get on the air and say, here's classified information. He just gives you a summary of it. And he has or had all the sources. So as soon as he was going to testify against Bill Gates in the civil slash criminal trial in the Netherlands, he died 1 week before. But side issue. The point is that Fauci has been caught red-handed in Congress saying, we've never done gain of function. when he put on symposiums that were on C-SPAN, we played them here, clips of it, 2-3 years before, 5 years before, saying, in support of gain of function, he wrote papers with that name. And you have the vice president of Pfizer, famously caught by James O'Keefe. And as soon as I saw that, I said, they're gonna kick James O'Keefe out of Veritas. It turned out payments were made by Pfizer, and that's exactly what happened. Later came out in court. Within a month of that, he was kicked out over nothing. And when I saw the vice president of Pfizer, the head of global mRNA, say, oh, we made it all in labs. We've got a bunch of versions. We're just going to release new ones a few times a year forever, and that's our profit margin. And that's how we guarantee profit. I mean, just, but it's not just like he was bragging, you know, to another guy he thought was a gay dude, who was James O'Keefe with blonde hair coloring in and glasses. We already know that's true. Because they even go and register it and patent the damn thing under COVID-19 and other variants. So this is absolutely known, and that's what's so frustrating. So when Fauci got up for Congress and goes, that is a ridiculous lie, Senator Paul. I have never been involved in gain of function. The U.S. government has never done that in its entire history, and I cannot believe you would accuse me. It is you that is a liar, Senator. And I'm just watching this, and I'm like, goodness gracious. This is unbelievable levels of horse manure. But only if you're totally uninformed would you not know this. So, why have they indicted him? Well, covering up gain of function. And they were, because they have, I've already covered these before, his emails and pouches. We've got to get ahead of this and shut this down. I'm meeting with the CIA next week for an entire week. We're working with the media. We're going to call it a conspiracy theory, but get rid of all your emails. These guys are doing this on email. And it's because they've been committing crimes so long. He ran the whole AIDS thing 40-something years ago that they think they're invincible. But notice you don't ever see him on TV no more, or even Hotez, his little mini-me, because they know their lies aren't working. That's why I said last year, right before Midnight Hammer in July, I said, they're not going to do the new bio release right now because it's not working. People won't buy into it. They'll know they're behind it. Even if a real thing came along, no one's going to buy that it's not them. It'll be a war. It'll be Iran. And you see the consequences of that, which I'll be getting to. I forgot to tell the crew before the show. They're grabbing it now. I was getting some coffee and saw Treasury Secretary on Fox. And he's like, hey, good news. We've beaten Iran. The rats are cornered. They're totally defeated. In 4 months, they'll be out of money from oil sales. Well, that's kind of counting your chickens before they're hatched, which I wish was true. I wish they'd have fallen the first day. No fan of the mullahs, but also no fan of the strait being closed and the documented shocks that would cause, sending up inflation and interest rates, which is now happening, which kills the Trump recovery plan, so America goes bankrupt and BlackRock wins. That's why people that just foolishly said, you just should get with the program and not demoralize our troops. Demoralize them. They're not stupid. The Joint Chiefs of Staff told Trump not to do it. They fired the head of the army a few weeks ago when he said, we need hundreds of thousands of troops to invade Iran, not 20,000. Trump does not like hearing that. And Trump does not know what he's talking about when it comes to military. He'll even admit that. I don't know how it works, but they're incredible people. You see, I've seen Levin all the time goes, I'm not a military guy. I don't really understand it all, but I know that I believe in our troops. Lindsey Graham. All I know is I believe in the Marines. And the host is like, 2,000 Marines are going to invade this heavily fortified area? We had a lot more done on Iwo Jima. Yeah, 110,000 for one island. He goes, I believe in our Marines. And now Trump's like, oh, yesterday they told me they're in a state of collapse. Well, so was Vietnam when we dropped 7.6 million bombs on them. We've only dropped 20,000 on them. So for the sake of everybody, and the sake of the economy, and the sake of no more loss of life, I wish the mullahs would fall. Like I said, 59, 60 days ago, you know, how many days ago? It was February 28th when it happened, but I was up in the morning covering it live on the 1st of March. So that's 60 days. And I just think it's more of the same hopium we've been given over and over and over and over and over again. So, yeah, you can blockade them, and that shuts them down. And then that creates a chain reaction, shutting down the rest of the world economy. And people can go, well, that ups our oil exports. Yeah, but it still creates a chain reaction on all the other goods and services that drives up inflation. So it doesn't just negate that or create a draw. Every major economist and actuary shows it kills the recovery. So it is a bad idea. But don't worry. Larry Fink of BlackRock loves it because he wants the whole world in debt because he's going to loan fiat currency back. So as soon as we have that clip, I want to get it and play it. Now, back to this Fauci top henchman, or really his propagandist, the man that comes up with most of his propaganda, ex-Fauci top advisor indicted over alleged COVID cover-up, hidden emails. And again, they have this all on Fauci, too. We've covered it ad nauseum. It's ridiculous. The lying to Congress, the destruction of evidence, the talking about how they were going to do it. I mean, it is wild. So why would the DOJ do this if they weren't really getting ready to go after him? Because Trump knows, and I don't just defend Trump. I know how it worked. They had this on the shelf for years. Hillary was playing the COVID release. Then Trump got in, and so they tricked him to go along with warp speed and the rest of it. He wasn't for the lockdowns, tried to pull out of it. Democrats stole the election with mail-in ballots. Then they put in maximum lockdown control. So it's a lesser of two evils with Trump on that front. And he's had Kennedy doing a lot of good in there, going after the poison shots. So I've been just calling balls and strikes. But now with this, if this starts panning out, which it, the cut of the jib, you know, the look of this thing looks like it's a serious move, then, wow, I would look for more fireworks, like I said last week. We're starting to already see those. So this is very, very exciting. Here's a Fox News clip about the indictment.
Former top advisor to Dr. Anthony Fauci now facing criminal charges. This over an alleged cover-up involving research into the origins of COVID. Rich Edson on this story. Intriguing, Rich. What you find out there in Washington?
Now, it is, Bill. The Justice Department has charged David Morins, a doctor, with conspiracy, claiming he concealed federal records to counter evidence that COVID-19 may have leaked from a lab in China, all to help restore a controversial coronavirus grant. Morins, a former aide to Dr. Anthony Fauci, testified before the House's COVID Select Subcommittee nearly 2 years ago about emails he'd sent in February 2021, claiming that he'd learned to make emails disappear after he received Freedom of Information Act requests.
Ever delete or attempt to delete a federal record?
No, but let me explain why. When I came there in 1998, we were instructed to delete emails and or to move them into PST files frequently because they jammed the computer.
The Justice Department says Morins used his personal Gmail account to exchange non-public information. The indictment also claims an unnamed co-conspirator gave Morins wine for his, quote, behind-the-scenes shenanigans, then suggested he could push scientific commentary in a prominent medical journal advocating that COVID-19 had natural origins. That's a competing claim with the lab leak theory. The indictment says the co-conspirator could also provide meals at top restaurants in Paris, New York, and Washington, D.C. In April 2020, the NIH terminated that bat coronavirus grant awarded to EcoHealth Alliance, who then contracted the Wuhan Institute of Virology to conduct that research in China. From the start of the pandemic, its president, Peter Daszak, worked to discredit any theory that COVID-19 had leaked from that lab.
Okay. Bill. All right. Thank you, Rich. More to come. Rich Edson on that story from Washington, D.C. Thank you.
But they're using China as a firewall to say, okay, the cover-up is that it was man-made and that China did it. China did not do it. It was called COVID-19. It was made with a bunch of other nasties at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, working with Rice University in Texas, University of Texas at Galveston, and a bunch of other universities. And it was under an initiative. That means Obama ordered it in 2014. And by 15, scientists blew the whistle. It was headline news that they're making gain-of-function with SARS viruses, and then we learned the damn name of the one they finally isolated and patented so they can make money off of it with the vaccine, COVID-19. You want to just look that up, you type in, you know, government documents show that COVID-19 was already listed and named by 2018. That's right. A couple years before it showed up. It's listed by the IMF and World Bank. These people are sick. Here's a report out of the high wire. Four independent databases, three countries, have now confirmed that COVID shots induce cancer. And of course, Congress heard this from the documents that have come out from Pfizer they tried to suppress for 75 years, but the judge ordered them released. They still only released a fraction of them. And they knew explosive increases in cancer, blood clots, myocarditis, strokes, infertility, you name it. And it erases your immune system and makes you get every other virus way easier. That's why suddenly we have worse colds in the summer. You ever heard of summer colds? Very rare before. Now, I get them in the summer. People go, well, you didn't take the COVID shot. No, but these other people have the raised immune system, so these viruses just run wild. It mutates a bunch of viruses. It's crazy. And all statistics show that, and I know you're out there nodding your head. I used to get sick like every 3 years. Right after COVID now, I mean, I'll be in the summer getting fevers and viruses and crap, even though I eat really healthy. It's because it's shedding all over us. Most people that never even took the shot have the spike protein in them unless you do the detoxes. It's just amazing. So here's a clip on the databases. Here it is.
This should be front page news absolutely everywhere. The gold standard cancer surveillance system confirms the mRNA injections were indeed inducing cancer. Brain tumors were up 19% in those under 50 years old. Central nervous system tumors, breast cancer, stomach cancer. The biggest one was colon cancer, 19% higher. And yeah, it's very worrisome, and it corroborates all three independent analyses. Three of them. In two of them in different countries. One was in Italy with 300,000 people. They found the mRNA injections increased the risk of three distinct types of cancers and overall cancer hospitalizations by 23%. And then we had the study in South Korea with 8 million people and 8.4 million. And they found those increased risks of six major cancers comparing vaccinated to unvaccinated. And lastly, there was another analysis of different CDC data, CDC mortality data, and that found, he found 138,000 excess cancer deaths in the United States alone since 2021. So yeah, these injections appear to have induced a cancer epidemic.
And those numbers are even whitewashes. Now these government databases, it's confirmed what Edward Dowd said 4 years ago with his insurance analysis. At the time he said, I have a whistleblower, is one of the top analysis analysts in the world, and then they went public 6 months later to Congress, was like the top guy. 40% increase in all the Western countries that took the shot of under 45s. 40% increase in all case mortality. And you got graphs country by country. Right when the first shot comes in, starts going up. Next shot, boom, explodes even more. Next shot, boom, even more. It is dramatic. And remember, just weeks and months after the shots were given, you saw all these reporters and politicians and sports people collapsing. Here's a short compilation of that.
Gordon, you okay?
Oh my gosh.
Rotten. Oh, yes, Rosie, look.
It's okay, babe.
First, it starts to get really nice.
What?
One of those big clots of self-replicating nano spike protein patented by Fauci 40-something years ago, and on record, part of the virus and the vaccine goes through your brain. Well, doesn't feel too good. A lot of times you die or you get massive brain damage. All right, we're going to get into the Strait of Hormuz, the big developments there. The UAE leaving OPEC because of the war in a major blow to the West and where that's going. Then we're going to look at Rubio's response to all of this. And then we're going to look at the domestic numbers, more polls from scientific groups we trust have been proven right that Trump's approval rating is the all-time lowest it's ever been. And they have asked people what they're mad about, and it's everything we've told you they're mad about. So we had the best pollster, Mark Mitchell, on a lot 8 months ago, 6 months ago, a few months ago. He's on soon, going through all of this, and he's just horrified. And J.D. Vance was concerned and had him come up and talk to Trump 5-6 months ago, but didn't work. Don't attack your constituents. Keep inflation down. Don't have a war. And don't cover up Epstein. That's what people don't like. And now the new ISED is saying we're going to back down on enforcement. I mean, I got that. Not good. Not good because it's the wrong policies for the country, and it'll make us lose the damn midterms, people. But don't worry. We're inconsequential and have no power, Trump says, people he attacks, but we're going to lose the midterms. No, you're doing a good job of that without our help. You think I want the Democrats to win? They want to throw me under the prison. All right, we're going to break. Today, tomorrow, and then Thursday, we're going to go late in the evening is potentially, and I think it is, the last times we're here because the state receiver is not paying the light bill, the power bill, you know, any of the internet. It's, stuff's already turning off. We may not make it till Thursday night. I hope we do. But the new Alex Jones Network's ready. You can find everything in the links there. Won't miss a beat if you get the free app at alexjonesapp.com. You can also see the links to the new news sites and everything at Real Alex Jones on X right up there pinned to the top of the page. And stations, all the same stations have been told, and the satellite link and all the rest of it. So thanks to the crew doing a great job and all the listeners supporting us so that we can stay on air regardless of what the deep state tries. And financial support, ladies and gentlemen. But again, that's alexjonesapp.com. Maybe we should put the URL up there. But this is the last chance to get original InfoWars t-shirts, ball caps, those very popular Faraday cage bags. Well, we have an InfoWars version. And it's already half of them sold out via limited supply since we launched it yesterday. And it comes with a whole bunch of really cool stuff inside of it as well. Free InfoWars, dog tag, and America 250 silver coin collectible. All of that inside the bag, all grand total together, $249. These bags sell routinely for more than that. Again, Faraday cage bag, high quality. That is an insane deal. It's going to sell out very, very quickly. Then again, we have all the original InfoWars gear that we may not be able to sell in the future. We're definitely going to suspend it for a while until we see what's going on here. If they actually are able to do this hostile takeover, won't be able to do that. So it can be your last chance to get this original gear. There's also all of the amazing supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, all of it. And all of that will still be available because I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. They own all those great products that are the very best, and they are our big sponsor and on the Alex Jones Network. So there you go. Be sure and support the next leg and the next chapter of the Info War now by going to the AlexJonesStore.com. Be the reason the bad guys can't take us off the air. But the apparel's great, the Faraday bag's great, all that stuff's great. But what's really awesome is the supplements. Get yours now, the AlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an Info Warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or something for like $40. We'll be right back.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultramethylene Red.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultramethylene Blue. Blue.
I know. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultramethylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it. Ultramethylene Blue, 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 blue. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it, up about it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical-grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade, ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it, you'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to explain this to listeners. I know most of you know this better than I. We're talking to the folks that aren't up to speed yet. They're important. This is an information war. It's a war on for our mind. I make a lot of predictions, and I'm very well known for almost all of them coming true. And some of them are very hard to make. And those really hard ones, I'll have a lot of data and a lot of research, a lot of prayer, and then a final analysis will come to me. I can feel God's hand on my shoulder, and then I'll make these predictions that are just spectacularly over-the-top crazy. Like they're going to fly planes in the World Trade Center and blame bin Laden and then set up a police state and attack all these countries. Call the White House, tell them don't do it. That's an incredible prediction. The fact that the mullahs wouldn't fall, and that they'd shut down the Strait of Hormuz, and that would then jackknife our recovery. That's every piece of that is Pentagon analysis, major think tank war games that are extremely accurate. This is something massively studied. And they told him 92% chance the mullahs don't fall for 6 months to a year. and they will close the strait, and then that will cause massive inflation and endanger the recovery plan. And that's what Tulsi Gabbard told him. It's what Joe Kent told him. It's what the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Kane, told him. And I just go back to this. I have been massively attacked by neocons and neocon converts, pretty big talk show hosts, huge ones, you name it. I mean, the usual suspects, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, but a lot of people that I thought were my friends, calling me a Qatari agent with no evidence, a criminal, an idiot, a panicker. I was right. You were wrong. Okay. And this isn't about being right. It's about not destroying our country and our recovery. And the globalists that want us to go into irrevocable debt, we were on the edge of bankruptcy till Trump launched his economic plan, and it was an excellent plan. And it was succeeding. Now it's falling apart. All the inflation numbers have come in. This is horrible. This isn't just some recession that we're going to have. This will be our country in default. We're already having our credit rating lowered. Do you understand that? The globalists have been maneuvering us like a third world country to this point of financial oblivion, and that comes with all the social credit scores and all the slavery with it. So when I see different talk shows go, oh, Jones only cares about money, short-term pain, long-term gain. It isn't short-term pain, long-term gain. And then Israel's emboldened all their top ministers that are in the Likudnik coalition. That's the majority of them. I played you dozens of clips. They're all over TV saying, and when we win against Iran, next is all of Lebanon and Turkey. And then we'll be drug into war with those people. And Turkey's got the biggest conventional military in Europe. You count Russia part of Europe, the second largest. I mean, that is just crazy town. Absolute total bonkers, howl at the moon, just over the top. I don't have words to describe this. So Iran wants to break up the OPEC coalition. That's been their plan. That's their strategy. And now the UAE, one of the most powerful members of OPEC, has left. Not today, not just in a blow to Saudi Arabia, but a blow to the entire coalition. And it shows that they can't take economic crises they're under. Now they're asking for a gigantic bailout from the United States, and Trump says he's going to do it. These are just some of the ramifications. 60 days into the war, 45 days into the strait being essentially closed. And now the numbers are coming in compounded. And the numbers are always a few weeks old. So the numbers from 30 days into the thing being shut down, we're now like 45, the war is 60, is huge inflation, huge energy price increases, massive famine, because a third of the world's fertilizer is not going through. This was guaranteed, and now we are deep into it, and we are sinking into the quicksand very quickly. And Rubio's like, well, there's extremists in the government that won't work with us. And then, yeah, what'd you think when you killed their leaders, the way Iran set up, that even more radicals are the ones positioned under them? I could have told you. In fact, I did. Don't kill the mullah, as Israel's saying. That'll make them fight harder. I mean, come on, people. This is basic psychology, sociology. You got to study who you're fighting. So we dropped 7.6 million bombs on Vietnam over 15 years, and we lost. We dropped 20,000 bombs on them. And look, we blew up a lot of stuff. Okay. So now Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, goes out as the mouth of Trump for the upteenth time and says, we've basically won. They're cornered. In 4 months, they'll go completely bankrupt. And their oil's backed up because they can't ship it. And so all their containers are full. And if they cut production, that can really mess up future oil, which is true. Those type of oil wells, if you cut them off, then it's hard to get them back going. Just because the way the hydrology and all of it's very complex, the way it works. And I know that's a fact. You stop production on a well that's even been doing good for 20 years. A lot of times you stop it for a few months, it won't come back. And you got to wait a decade till it comes back. But when a well gets down too low, then they'll kill production. And then depending on the soil and the geology, it could take years or decades to come back, but they almost always come back. I remember my mom's mom owned, that her dad gave her, some oil wells out in East Texas. She always gave all the money to the church. I'd be fine with her giving 10%. But when we read her records after she died, I saw much she'd given to churches and how frugal she lived. I said, I never planned to live off inheritance, but darn, it'd been nice to get some of that, but it's okay. The point was, she was a good, great lady, died at 92. But I remember being like a teenager, and she's reading the stuff at the table. They're always talking about business to inform people. And she's like, oh, they're shutting down production on those. My grandfather that worked in oil all the way from roughneck to lease hound to executive, he looks at her and goes, Benny, that doesn't matter. In 10, 20 years, it'll come in even bigger. And I remember by the time before she died, those wells had all come back producing, some of them better than when they drilled them in the 1950s. But I don't know why I'm giving a lesson on that. The point is it's true that if they cut production or stop production on those wells, that most of them will slow down or stop. And then it might take a year, 10, 20 years till it, that's the thing about oil. It's not fossil fuel, folks. And there were some wells produced by fossil fuel, but most of it, they don't know where it comes from. It just keeps refilling. It's amazing, actually. So most petroleum geologists now agree, this is a consensus, that it's not fossil fuel. I mean, can you find coal deposits where you'll see a imprint of a fern leaf and it it came from a jungle? Yeah, that's part of it. And coal does tend to be ancient swamps and things compressed with carbon in it. So some of it is fossil fuel, but most of it's not. Very, very fascinating and an incredible mystery. Thank God gave us all this incredible stuff, because everything you use has oil in it. Almost everything. This table, the jacket I'm wearing, the shirt, just the stapler right here, this phone, the bottle that these supplements are in. Well, I don't need to give you a lesson on that. You already know that. But here's Bessent declaring victory, basically, but saying, oh, in 4 months, they'll be out of money. I mean, I could get more economists on, and I've gotten their reports here today. 4 more months of this? 4 more months of Strait of Hormuz closed? Yeah, the mullahs might fall, but that's called a Pyrrhic victory. Guys, pull up where the term Pyrrhic victory comes from. This is a good little history lesson. Just put it in Google AI, and I'll read what it says here. I'll know if it's accurate or not, but there were a lot of societies in ancient times and in modern times that could win a war, but it later brought down their empire or their country. So it's like a knife fight where you stab the guy a bunch and he falls over dead and you leave, but then you get an infection and die 2 months later. So it's probably already too late for the recovery, but Trump got so many incredible investments here, which he did an A-plus on, he did a 100 on, it still might be able to be overridden. That's what Dr. Elliott thinks. The Pyrrhic victory originated from King Cyrus of Epirus during the campaigns against the Roman Republic in southern Italy between 280 and 275 BC. That's for the rise of the Roman Republic. So they were just taking over what's Italy today. Cyrus won costly battles at Hercynia in 20 BC, and I always say this stuff Latin wrong, I'm sorry, in Greek, Asculum in 279 BC. Despite these tactical wins, his forces were so severely depleted that he famously stated, if we were victorious in one more battle, we surely would be utterly ruined. And then it ended up making him fall later. So, yeah, it's like you put a champion pit bull in or rooster in a cockfight, and it beats the other rooster, okay, and then 2 days later, your rooster dies from wounds. I mean, it's like, okay, you won, but you really didn't. And that's why BlackRock's happy, because it'll kill the Trump plan that was going against the overall austerity plan. And this will affect everybody, and I'm correct, and you got all the reports on the White House. They've been freaking out even a month ago, telling Trump he's got to get off the off-ramp, and it just gets worse by the day. And then Rubio, tell us something we don't know. Rubio, oh, they're extremists. It doesn't make sense. We were giving them a good deal. They won't give up. Yeah. Do you think we give up? I don't know any culture that was ever great previously that doesn't, even when they get decadent, get attacked by an outside group and don't buck up to the challenge. I mean, Hitler thought bombing civilians would make the British give up. It made them go from 10% support of the war to 95% overnight. So, They're like, oh, they're extremists. Yeah, I don't agree with their ideology or their religion or any of that stuff, but they're definitely tough sons of bitches, and they've been studied before they were Muslims. The Persians will fight your ass, and they're not stupid. So we got a tiger by the tail, folks. And everybody that pushed this, and every time Trump declares victory, see, 20 trillion D chess, Alex, you panicking dumbass. And there's no logic. Like, how many times you guys are wrong? And it's not that I mind being criticized. I cut my teeth on that. I'm worried about you people out there. It's usually the left that's completely delusional out of their minds, and they still are. Now you've joined them attacking people that actually know what they're talking about. Since it's too fun for you to call me an Iranian agent. While Israel, a foreign power, brags they're running our foreign policy and don't give a damn about our interest. And even say, oh, when America goes bankrupt from this war, we'll be the new center of the world. Cuckoo, cuckoo, total cuckoo town. Guys, I didn't get enough water. Somebody bring me water and some kind of parched here. Thank you. I'm not a big hoity-toity guy that doesn't get my own water and coffee, except I'm stuck here in the chair, so my voice starts going out. I got to go, give me water, give me water. That's how provincial and commoner I am. I don't even like telling crew, get me water. Imagine these other elitists just totally used to having their chair pulled out, chair pushed in, everyone kissing their ass constantly. That's what we got with King Charles here and the media fawning over him when he's the antithetical opposite of what this country's supposed to be. But I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Let's get to the Treasury Secretary. Here he is.
Iran could reportedly run out of storage capacity within 12 to 22 days. Daily shipments have fallen to about 567,000 barrels, a massive decline from 1.85 million last month. Production could be cut by 1.5 million barrels a day by mid-May. And that's not just big money on those days. Long range, that means that the wells get shut in because they won't be pumping as much to take the oil out of the ground and put it on ships and keep everything moving. It is an economic disaster for them.
And Harris, the Kepler analysis predicts that it'll take about 3 to 4 more months for Iran to really see an impact on its oil revenues from this U.S. blockade of Iranian ports. But the president says that this blockade has been, quote, unbelievably effective. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent writing on X, quote, Iran's creaking oil industry is starting to shut in production thanks to the U.S. blockade. Pumping will soon collapse. Gasoline shortages in Iran next. The question now is whether the president is willing to continue the blockade until Iran's economy collapses, perhaps forcing them into a deal, or whether the president will resume military strikes. Iran International reports Iran's Supreme National Security Council held a meeting concerned about its economy. Quote, officials believe mounting economic hardship driven by rising prices, unemployment, and damage to key industries such as petrochemicals and steel could become the main trigger for renewed protests. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told Fox that Iran's deeply fractured leadership is a roadblock for a peace deal and that any deal with the U.S. must prevent Iran from getting a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, I think they're serious about figuring out how can they buy themselves more time. We can't let them get away with it. They're very good negotiators. They're very experienced negotiators. We have to ensure that any deal that is made, any agreement that is made, is one that definitively prevents them from sprinting towards a nuclear weapon at any point.
So let's unpack that. Let's unpack that. All of that. So we're really hurting them bad. But it'll take 4 more months, and who knows if that's even true, but they're hurting us bad. And then, oh, their leadership's so fractured, we can't get a deal because you killed so many of them. I thought killing their leadership would make it easier, but I told you it wouldn't. And I thought Midnight Hammer last year got rid of their nukes when I said it didn't. You know, well, then we should get them. Oh, come on. Everybody's got the damn thing now. Rubio says Iranian hardliners, this is a quote, with apocalyptic vision of the future arc, complicating peace talks, really, because they're the leadership. I mean, it's just, when you know the facts, it's all nonsensical. Yeah, they're trapped like drowning rats, says Bessent. Or drowning in inflation. UAE to leave OPEC amid Hormuz oil crisis, a blow to Saudi Arabia. United Arab Emirates announced today that it would exit the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, along with the wider group of partners known as OPEC, effective May 1st, in what would be a blow to control over prices by the group long led in practice by Saudi Arabia. So, why are they leaving? So they're not targeted by Iran. That's a big victory for Iran. And now the UAE is wanting giant bailouts from us. Well, you didn't know the Iranians, is we have bases there, were going to hit us? That was what Trump was told in the war games is going to happen. These will be Iran's moves. They're probably going to work. Because they're not vertically integrated in their command structure. They are parallel. And so you could kill hundreds of mullahs. They got thousands of them. If you're related to Muhammad, they got all the genealogy, you can be the mullah. And do you think the guys under them? No, studies were done. They're even worse. All these people have had their families killed. Most of these guys in command, you see, have like arms and legs blown off from the fighting the CIA-backed Iraq war in the 80s. Full proxy war. We killed 2 million of them. They kept coming, and Iraq lost. And they didn't have the weapons they have now. I'm trying to talk them up. I'm just being honest with everybody here. That's why when I talk to family that worked high level in CENTCOM 15 years ago, 10 years ago, you name it, they were like, they would never get anything classified. They were just like, oh, yeah, no. We need to not go to war with Iran. Israel wants it. It is not good. It just, all the scenarios are bad because of where they are, what they're able to do. We just need to contain them and make a deal with them. But, I mean, who am I? You think you're hanging around with guys who worked in CENTCOM forever at the highest levels, and tell me a war story. Tell me, I'm not doing that. Tell me about Iran. Tell me about the region. Tell me about the different Muslim groups. Tell me who you really got your orders from. And that's how you learn stuff, folks. So I don't just read the analysis of economists and experts. I didn't just believe the Pentagon report telling Trump it's not a good idea. I knew what the Pentagon said was accurate. I know I keep harping on it. I just can't believe how illogical, I'd say, a third of MAGA is now, just drooling and just thinking that if you just support any type of war or destruction, it's a good thing. Now, here is a former highly decorated Delta Force commander, Pete Blabber, on the Sean Ryan show, explaining very eloquently just how evil the Ukraine war is and how it's unwinnable. Here it is.
I mean, how are they even getting anybody to fight?
Well,
1.25 million dead?
I could pull. We show every week the forced conscription. They're beating. They're tackling people, men in the streets, beating them, forcing them into vehicles, and the fights are unbelievable.
That's their recruitment. They beat the shit out of their people to fight for their country.
Yep. And so I've said this numerous times. I believe never in the history of warfare has a country won a war where they had to force their soldiers to join.
Fucking believable.
Yeah. No one wants to join. Ukraine took Zelensky and Ukraine took a lot of criticism from Biden, Jake Sullivan, and Austin, that they did not immediately draft 18 to 23-year-olds. They started, I think, at 25. They went down to 23. They still haven't drafted, but they've said, done the selective service thing. But when Zelensky established martial law, he closed the borders, so 18 to 23-year-olds were not allowed to leave the country. He just changed that about 6 to 8 weeks ago. The day after he did it, every border crossing was swamped. All the 18 to 23-year-olds pretty much have either fled. Yeah. And what does that tell you? It tells you that the messaging, 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for, doesn't make sense to the actual people who are supposed to do the fighting. So when you have these actual citizens of Ukraine fleeing, fighting for their lives, bystanders join in and help the recruits against these forced conscriptors. You'll see the massive fights, but and women too come over. They start beating on these guys. Let them alone. Let them alone. This happens every day all across Ukraine. Because the logical why doesn't make sense. They see people disappear. They realize the truth is, you know, whispered among the people of Ukraine, what's really going on, who's really trying to win this war, whose war it really is. And it's not Ukraine. It's the EU. It's the globalists. And they're the ones telling Ukraine, keep fighting to the last Ukrainian. But the Ukrainian people, the ones that are, you know, the go to war age, are having nothing of it.
So they basically don't have a country.
No, they don't. It's not a real country, and that's not a, nothing, against Ukraine. I love Ukraine. I love the Ukrainian people. But if you just take what Zelensky did, so first off on Zelensky, you know, in 2017, he became the lead in a comedy show, Servant of the People, which the producers of which like, you know, famous producers in Hollywood, were two of the biggest oligarchs in Ukraine, multimillionaire, billionaire oligarchs. The head, the one, the billionaire decided, hey, and probably in cahoots with, the Biden State Department and CIA, because they needed a candidate. They needed someone for the 19 election, and it had to be a stooge. So they decided, let's make Zelensky a candidate.
The United States aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there and we don't have to fight Russia here.
I like the structural path we're on here. As long as we help Ukraine with the weapons they need and the economic support, they will fight to the last person.
So the people planning this knew it would be a long, protracted war. They knew Iran would. They're making money off it. Europe's getting the draft ready. This is a total and complete nightmare, and it's all been done by design. Talk about male privilege. You get to go be conscripted and fight and die. Hey, InfoWars shuts down soon, but you can find the new show and all the feeds at our free app, alexjonesapp.com.
Future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silent.
And share that link with your entire email list now.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Joining us in 6 minutes, Victor Boot, elected official in Russia, high-level businessman, former political prisoner in the U.S., military expert, kind of an Eric Prince Russian-type counterpart. He is going to be joining us. There he is on screen right now, getting ready. So we look forward to that here. Be sure and remember, whatever AM and FM stations you're listening to us on, to tell everybody how to tune in. And if you're listening on the Internet, tell everybody how you're tuning in and share it. That's how we reach new people. Now, we saw the Southern Poverty Law Center at the heart of the deep state indicted for running all the major white supremacist groups in the country to create division and set up a police state. Told you that decades ago. It's confirmed. We also have seen Fauci's head advisor covering up gain of function the U.S. government under Obama creating COVID-19, indicted for hiding that, destroying evidence. Now, Leering Center, remember that? The Somali fraudsters, they all just got raided and indictments coming in today. This just now broke. So, massive developments, and I just call balls and strikes. I see a lot of terrible activity from Trump, a lot of promises broken with the Iran war, other things, but I'm also seeing now suddenly real movement, and I told you weeks ago when Patel came out and said, no, we're about to have real indictments from my sources, Trump has told them all, you're fired if you don't do this. Well, who Trump needs to fire is the neocon advisors around him and Netanyahu coming in and lying to him and saying Iran will fall in 4 days. Now the UAE has left OPEC. Now they're saying 4 months till Iran falls because they're out of money. Trump is being lied to. And they're just roping us in to a deeper war. Just like you saw the Delta Force commander explain how NATO knew all along that Ukraine was going to lose and that it was simply a way for the EU to distract from its own criminal activity, it's unelected, and have a higher tax rate instead of a police state domestically. And then they delusionally think within 20 years Russia will fall and then that they'll divide Russia in five parts. That's the official unelected EU board's policy. Now, they have a parliament, as you know, but that's ceremonial. So we're going to look at Ukraine. We're going to look at what happened in Hungary. We're going to be looking at what's happening in Romania. We're going to be looking at what NATO's up to. We're going to be looking at the Iran situation with the top geopolitical expert on this who's worked in all the major continents of the world for decades about what he believes is going to come next. It's great that every Tuesday, the last few weeks, been able to get him on with us. This will be the last time Victor Boot is on with us as InfoWars. But the InfoWar continues on, but just InfoWars.com. We are shutting down Thursday night. They're cutting the power. Have private detectives come in to lock it up. Even though there's no court ruling yet, we got a bunch of injunctions and who knows, but it's not been cry wolf. This has been going on. We've just survived so many attacks. But remember, Trump let the DOJ do this. Trump killed the investigation into this. And so that just is, a black eye for what they're up to. Let's go to break with the raid on the Somalis today.
Now, large-scale raids targeting federal fraud currently underway. Federal agents seen leaving the Quality Learning Center. And Brooke Taylor has more on that and what they're looking for. Brooke, good morning.
Hi, Bill. Good morning. Yeah, we have had a photographer there at the daycare since this morning, capturing video of those federal agents just going in and out of the building, collecting evidence as part of the DOJ's fraud investigation in Minnesota. Take a look at this video here. Sources tell Fox that federal agents are raiding about 22 businesses across Minneapolis this morning. And sources say many of them are tied to Somali-owned operations. All of this comes comes after that viral YouTube video from Nick Shirley. It was back in December. In that video, he visited different child care centers, and you'll remember they were either closed or there were just no children inside, despite receiving state child care funding. Now, the location that you're looking at right now, it's the Quality Learning Center. This is the daycare. It went viral. It blew up on social media because of a sign outside with learning.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll have more on this as it develops. Victor Voogt is going to be our guest. We'll join all these stations in 60 seconds. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take starting meds to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's yours.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
It's Alex Jones.
All right, Victor Boot is our guest for the next 45 minutes or so. Then the great Mark Dice is going to be joining us, a longtime InfoWars colleague going back over 25 years here in the twilight of the original InfoWars. But this is not a victory for the bad guys. This is a defeat. They, according to court records, have spent $300+ million. The top Democrat law firm, Paul Weiss, at the direction of Obama, that's been declassified, trying to find a way to put me in prison since 2013, all part of a CIA DOJ joint operation, partially declassified, admitted to in court, and Trump allowed his attorney general to kill the investigation by the weaponization task force leader, Ed Martin, 6 months ago. Just another sign. But they're raiding the Somalis today. They've indicted one of the main COVID bioweapon creator conspirators, David M. Marenz, today. They're very close to indicting Fauci, I'm told. Well, you also saw the Southern Poverty Law Center indicted for running white supremacist groups. So hopefully we see some course change from Trump. Because now the UAE has left OPEC. This is such a huge development. Also, conscription has gone to new heights in Ukraine as internal poll numbers. Up to 85% of the public are against it. But they're put into this at gunpoint, really just to be targets to draw out Russian forces and as literal cannon fodder. The old saying was, the infantry is to be fed to cannons, meaning food, fodder is food, like horse fodder. Well, they are feeding the Ukrainians into the Russian guns, just fighting the last Ukrainian, and we're 4+ years into this, and it's just spectacularly evil. We have all of that to go over. Marco Rubio says, well, we don't have any leadership that will work with us. There's only radicals left. That's an actual quote. What did he think was going to happen when he killed their leadership? Do you think they were going to put cream puffs in? Like they've been trying to kill Putin. Every expert agrees. They'll get somebody even more hardline. It's madness. Oh, all we have is apocalyptic hardliners now. They'll never give up. Oh, that's why you killed their leaders? Israel told Trump to do that, though. They admit Israel did. Israel said they'd fall in 4 days. They knew that wasn't the case. So what is Israel really doing? How do we counter this? So we can go into the OPEC issue, Iran, that first. We can get into the latest in Ukraine. Orban being, you know, kicked out, obviously, by a NATO operation, where you see that going as things move so quickly. Victor Boot, again, if you just joined us, is a former political prisoner here in the U.S. for 10 years, a major businessman, elected official at a regional level in Russia, and, of course, you know, very famously a Russian, became around before even Eric Prince, but a Russian Eric Prince is a good way to describe people that know who he is. But very hard to get him on any show. He comes on this broadcast because when he was incarcerated in federal prison for 10 years, he listened to me on AM radio. So I guess you could say we're old friends just from sharing ideas on air the last few years, but also back then he certainly knows the show. So, Victor, that's a long intro as usual. Those are my topics. You can go anywhere else you want first. Where would you like to start? Victor, where would you like to start? Oh, I didn't think he could sit there that still, guys. His Zoom link died. So let's reconnect. Man, that guy can sit there even stiller than Clint Eastwood in the movie. But as soon as we get that unfrozen, we'll get him back up. You know, at the end of the last hour, I played former Delta Force commander breaking down what a total and complete disaster the Ukraine situation is, but that the NATO knew this was the case, and it's literally to destabilize not just Russia, but Europe, and push the public deeper into debt. That's why Larry Fink is so incredibly excited right now about this war, because he openly says, oh, this will, you know, create the great reset we want. They want people publicly poor. That is the plan. And people have to get their heads around this. Kiev attacks on Russian refinery, cutting global oil supply. Kremlin, yeah. And they've even been attacking other countries' pipelines that ship Russian oil through it, which, again, is only going to intensify the global energy shock. But when you're the big central banks that have all this fiat currency to loan out, you want people in a bad position. So while we're working on getting Victor on the broadcast, I wanted to remind listeners that while we sit here and watch all of this tyranny unfold, the Great Awakening is here politically, not just here but around the world. So no matter what the globalists do, things are only going to get worse for them. We're in a fourth turning. It's a time of great awakening. These are societal trends that are rules, not just things that tend to happen. And so the globalists know that they're in a time of great resistance. They're going to throw wars at us, new viruses, societal fights, racial division. So the Southern Poverty Law Center has been caught doing what they do, running the white supremacy groups. But at the end of the day, the whole thing is falling apart. All right, we've got Victor back with us. I think you heard most of my question via Zoom link from Russia. Victor, where would you like to start first? Ukraine, it's all interconnected. Iran, the OPEC falling apart. Maybe Trump and what you think about the Saturday event. Some think that was staged, the attempted killing there with incredibly low security. Thank you, Victor Boot, for being here with us.
Hello, hello, and greetings from Russia. So all these questions are basically has one common baseline. They're all interconnected. And the question is, they're all connected with this, globalist cabal who basically behind every crisis, behind every, you know, armed conflict in the world. And it's a lot of the things happening. And this eventually also their plan before they put up this great reset, you know, or establish the global control, you know, they want to completely confuse us, create a situation which everybody gave up to understand what's going on. Confusion is one of their, you know, arms. So let's go and, you know, dissect, do the autopsy of really what's going on, because without very careful, you know, and little bit distance look on what's happened without emotional too much involvement, only then we'll be able to understand the core issue, what's really going on this time. Let's start with the Ukraine. So Ukrainians understood that there is the two possible ways for Zelensky from this situation. He has a, you know, little victory because the Orban government is gone. New government of the Magyar approved their, you know, credit to Ukraine of 90 billion euro in exchange that Ukraine will open the oil pipeline to Hungary. So this is his small victory. His eventually strategic plan is just to wait till the, you know, midterm election in November when the Trump become a lame duck, and eventually this will help him then to just, you know, Trump would be more or less restrained, and then the European and the globalist will take control over financing of Ukraine, and he will again keep making money, keep doing a, you know, a laundering operation for the globalists. And of course, as you mentioned, send his own people to the war to be killed, to be used as a cannon meat, because finally, you know, the figures we see, this was a exact what's going on in all Ukrainian city. The government has no other way to recruit the people, just to basically catch them on the streets, put them in the bus. It's called busification in Ukraine, and it's a strategy for the nation because they're not checking their papers. They're not asking whether they're doctors or doing some critical jobs. So this attitude of the Ukrainian regime just showed that they don't care about own population. In many cities, they're just grabbing, for instance, bus drivers, or even, you know, there was a case where the doctor went to smoke after operation on the emergency room. He was grabbed by these people, sent to this mobilization, and only with the tremendous efforts of this medical personnel, they, you know, explained him that he is actually operating doctor. What are you doing? There would be nobody left. But for them, since this is a completely globalist project, they don't care. For the war till the last Ukrainian is the only thing can possibly happen. So right now, Russian army is still moving, you know, forward despite, the old difficulties, because now new war is completely different from what anybody used to understand. It's a gray kill zone, roughly around 30 kilometers between two warring sides. There is very few cases when you come into traditional, you know, old situation of tactics. Now, everything changing every 2 weeks. Now, Ukrainian deciding that on the summertime, they're preparing this counter-offensive in the southern front where the three regions of Ukraine, Donetsk region, Zaporozhye region and Dnepropetrovsk region are meeting. So they're pushing up, concentrating too much forces there, trying to get enough personnel. So they're thinking that they're going to incline into the Russian defense line, you know, and declare again the victory, mainly for the propaganda purpose. And when government do not care about their losses, of course, you have a situation where the country basically has no future because if you, with the population of Ukraine, which before the collapse of Soviet Union was roughly 54 million people, right now, on different estimation, it's roughly between 25 or even 22 million. So think of this. For the past, since declaring independence in 1991, Ukraine just doubled, just halved of their population. This is a basically collapse and depopulation, which we know this is a, accordingly the globalist playlist, depopulation. Plus, Ukraine basically sold every, even if it's fertile soil, to BlackRock, another corporation, Cargill, who owns eventually majority of this.
And let me just stop you and back you up. The official plan of Europe is, for not just Ukraine, but all of Europe, replacement migration. So you have 1 million-plus dead, and now they're literally replacing them with uneducated. You're bringing Africans. Go like bringing doctors and scientists. No, they're bringing military-age men by the hundreds of thousands with no skills. What are these African? But by the way, they don't get conscripted, though. What does just dumping Africans in Ukraine do? I mean, this is insane.
Well, so far they just tried to bring some African workers to replace a severe shortage of the labor, because anybody, including women, are grabbed to go at the front line and fight Russia, which is completely, you know, disastrous. Ukraine, long time, about like 3 years already decided they're going to lose all their industries. They're going to lose all their, you know, science. They're going to lose everything. And still, there is no way we can, create the condition to explain to this regime, you know, illegal regime, to go and negotiate. Plus, bearing in mind that this conflict is only possible because of the support, or not even support, this basically proxy war of the old NATO, all this total coalition of the willing, which is about 50 countries, including United States, who is still keeping a leading role, is a proxy war against Russia, because Ukraine cannot last alone. They don't have resources. Now, think of this. Everything in Ukraine, including pension fund, including salaries, including any public service, whatever left, salaries to officials, salaries to military, is paid only because this foreign aid coming in, which is, if not half, but definitely a big chunk of it, are embezzled, stolen, you know, laundered, whatever you name it. So for the regime, this is a business, and let me tell you, it's very profitable business. So Zelensky succeeded to corrupt not only European leaders who are showing to Kiev with this, you know, victory lap, telling, oh, we visited Ukraine, who resisting, who fighting. And we know perfectly well this visit was paid with a very lavishly, you know, kind of honorarium for visiting the Ukraine. Or another case, Zelensky providing hookers, providing drugs. So he is trying to play role of the small Epstein, you know, trying to corrupt elite through his own way. We know from the Epstein files very well that Zelensky was mentioned there as a provider, human trafficker, who provided to Epstein underage girls. So what we're talking about? So he is from get-go, the project of the globalist. And that's why his behavior is completely clear, that he is not for the interest of his own country, not for the some settlement and development. He's just there to do what his masters told him to do. That's the issue. So what is the future? Well, future is very grim for Ukraine. I think there is would be, after the conflict is over, not such country as Ukraine. We need to clean this last, you know, stronghold of the Nazism. And eventually, this is also a flashing point where we know, in fact, that the Europe are still deep inside a dreaming of this complete control, complete dictatorship, complete, you know, Nazism. Because for Europe, I think this is only natural way where they can expand, when they can, you know, enslave or conquer neighboring countries.
Well, they've had the deputy head of the commission say, we're bankrupt unless we can collapse Russia and divide it in pieces. That's not going to happen without a nuclear war. That's insane.
No, it's not happening. And look, we are under all possible sanction. Against Russia, there is over 29,000 sanctions issued. We are most sanctioned country in the history of this planet. And we're still functioning. Everything works. Our economy, despite having a certain, you know, slowdown because of policies of our central bank, otherwise, you know, we've been doing perfectly well. So for us, this sanction, you know, was a good opportunity to cut off ourselves from the complete this Western domination, from this opening to the Western markets. At least a local producer was able to stop the production. And if, and I'm sure that government gonna sort it out, the situation which we have now with the slowdown, because they tried to keep inflation intact, but,
let's talk timelines here. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but in general, sure, they want to have another one of their failed offensives that they, declare as a victory. There's pushing a mile, later get kicked out, the media won't cover it, probably launch more deep sneak attacks, or stuff like Operation Spiderweb, but midterm, I mean, how long is this going to go on as this war just kind of settles in and the media becomes a back burner, but Russia continues to slowly move forward and burn up all of the NATO forces? What are the different scenarios here?
Well, there is several scenarios. First of all, look, Ukrainians definitely would be used like, you know, a meat for this, you know, cannon meat for this war until the last Ukrainians. When the Ukrainians is over, they have, you know, Polacks, they have Romanians, they're going to throw them out. Then they're going to use Baltics, you know, to see, because globalists don't care. Then the time will come for the, you know, like a Germany. And Germany now trying to prepare its own nation for the fight. They're talking about inscription. They're talking, you know, forceful, so everybody, obligatory military service. They're talking about increasing their military spending, like several fold. And for them, again, you know, they start remembering what their, you know, grandfather was doing while serving in, you know, SS troops at the Wehrmacht, you know. So this is a renaissance of the neo-Nazism in Europe. And it's, believe me, will not end up very well. And everything, as if we go to the root of this, we know perfectly well that the even Hitler himself was a project of the globalist, because he was in very close tie with the British intelligence. Eventually, he was recruited by the British intelligence, and he was used again, like Ukraine was used now, as a tool in the hands of the globalist. So, unfortunately, Ukrainian leadership...
By the way, slow down the Hitler thing, because that's in the mainline history. Pulitzer Prize-winning books, but the general public doesn't know that. That's why the deputy Führer parachuted in with a treaty saying, you're not supposed to fight us in France. We have a deal. The King of England was a Nazi. He was actually German. Hitler thought he had a deal. Then, of course, Churchill, they removed Chamberlain and double-crossed him. It's just, that's actually mainline history, but almost no one knows that, that Germany was set up as a detonator to blow up Europe and Russia. And they intended to get Russia in the process, but they didn't. And so exactly, Ukraine is just 2.0 of that. That's why Hitler had the plan, because the British gave it to him, of the EU, 10 nations, unelected, with the king, Edward VIII, was supposed to be the head of the EU. All of that came out of Hitler and British intelligence. People don't know that. So spend some time on that.
Correct. Look, if you know from the history, from the latest disclosed, you know, files that before Hitler attack in the June 22nd of 1941, actually the France and Britain was ready to start attacking Russia and bombed, you know, and this plan was revealed. So think of this. So in all this play trying to blame that the actually Stalin started the war, he signed a separate deal with the Hitler, then themselves tried to attack. So the Russia did only one thing correct, you know, on this one, is going and fight actually for the entire humanity with the Nazism. Think of this. If Soviet Union, with all efforts, with the heroic efforts of every family who living in this territory, in this country, whether it's Russian, whether it's Ukrainian, whether it's a Belarusian, lost somebody in this war with the Nazis from 1941 till the 1945. And now we're having like almost, you know, flashback where, you know, again, the British playing their own game with the globalists. We know that after the war, Churchill was entertaining the so-called unthinkable plan, you know, again, pushing Americans, let's go and attack Russia immediately. You have several, you know, nuclear bombs. Let's bomb them to oblivion and capture the whatever, you know, territory resources they have. So if we're talking on this, the globalists playing on very long time. They perfectly aware that they need to get their plan.
Stay there. Let's come back and finish up. This is absolutely historic if people don't know it. Basically, World War II never ended. And now there was a halftime until 5 years ago, and now we're in the third and fourth quarter. We'll be right back with Victor Boot. Stay with us. You can't make this up.
What's this?
Oh,
I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them.
Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or something for like $40. We'll be right back. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, it's not Russian propaganda that the main heart of the Ukrainian force are neo-Nazis and that their grandfathers were Nazis and those same battle lines have been drawn and that the EU set this up to lure Russia in. Because remember, when you're the unelected EU that was actually a Nazi project, and you got the population against you waking up, you need a war to control them. They say that. They say our economy's war. Then I saw Trump 2 weeks ago go, hey, we don't care about Medicare or Medicaid or child daycare anymore. We're about war. That's what we do now. That's a 180. And he hasn't said that with Ukraine yet, but he militarily, he's still been backing it. So if you're unelected scum who weren't even in World War One like Hitler, at least he was a soldier, like the leadership they've got now that are all just the royal families of Europe that just gave up their crowns, but they're the owners of it, in this ancient war to take over Russia, it's like a dog that's been chasing something forever and just really wants it, or a bloodhound has its scent. Wars, these big regional historic wars don't ever really end. They just go into halftime, as I was saying. They say generals always fight the last war. That's because generally it's part of the same war. It's just a continuation of it. So that's why this is so really spiritual at the end of the day and so dangerous. So I want to finish up with this history you were giving out, and it'd be very simple. How does this end? Because if Russia is winning by attrition, but now they're scaling up for a decades-long war, obviously Russia doesn't want to end decades. How does this get shut down? We'd hope Trump would, but he's been compromised. So just finish up with the history, and then what you think scenarios are, or what your advice would be for everybody to end this. And obviously you're right, it's all a continuum of the larger global forces fighting each other, the latest on Iran, Victor Boot.
Well, as you said, scenario how it would be finished. First of all, during the last year Alaska meeting between the Putin and the Trump, this was agreed a certain, you know, roadmap, and there was a proper arrangement how to settle it. And Russia was, you know, very flexible to, in fact, maximum accommodating and going to really build certain partnership. But for the past time, after this Alaska meeting, unfortunately, American side been not able to deliver on those promises. They said that they're gonna, you know, really tackle the Zelensky regime and, you know, restrain and force them to negotiations to sign a peace deal. And we know that all attempts actually was squashed and, you know, basically sabotaged by the Zelensky and especially by the British, because on not on their interest to do something which would stop this conflict from going on. For somebody, it's a death and destruction, but for these elites, it's basically nothing personal. It's just business. It's just money. So what is the scenario? Look, the quickest scenario when Trump administration especially really want to end this conflict very quickly, he can just, you know, grab the phone and say to Elon Musk, hey, stop immediately providing, you know, Starlink services to Ukrainians. That's number one. Second, you know, call the Pentagon and give them orders not to share intelligence would allow the Ukrainians to attack deep inside Russia. And these two main factors, which is now making Ukrainians, you know, capable to continue the war. And then Europeans already run out of cash. For them to really fund this war, impossible with all crises, especially now with the fuel crisis in the Middle East, with the closure of the Hormuz Strait. Despite that, Ukraine trying to propagate, oh, we start building our own missiles, our own drones, our old everything. No, it's all basically, you know, masquerading European production under the Ukrainian, made in Ukraine, you know, the label. But in the core, this is a complete project of the globalists which is going on. So in this case, this would be a very clear watershed moment. If the Trump really now in bed with the globalists, then he would never stop this war, because for him, what's going wrong? He's still selling the armaments to NATO. If NATO find the money, pay to United States, you know, United States too far from the conflict. This is a European conflict, and let's them, you know, deal how they're going to sort it out. But as we know perfectly well, exactly the United States is in a, you know, kind of the assembling point of it. And if you press on this button, everything stop collapsing. This is number one. Well, if United States deciding, no, we leave status quo as it is, well, let me tell you what's going to happen. Economical crisis which happened in Iran, first of all, distracted all resources from the, you know, Ukraine to the Israel, right? Now, Ukrainians even offered their own anti-drones personnel to be sent to Saudi Arabia, to the Bahrain, to Qatar, to UAE, and Zelensky went in this, you know, selling visits all over trying to sell and offer his services. But apparently, after they tried, UAE chased them out to say, no, you get out because your presence only make the things worse. So this is
clear. They also know they're selling weapons and money given to them by NATO and the U.S. and now reselling them. So let me bring up two big points for you to finish up where you see this going. I knew about this, but didn't report on it because it wasn't 100% out. It's confirmed.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. Ukrainians, first of all, selling a quite a big chunk of all armament they're receiving on the black markets. We know that many systems and many, you know, sophisticated like anti-aircraft and anti-tank missiles ends up with the Mexican cartels. They ends up with the Hamas. They flooded the black markets of Europe. So this would be a crime which will be spiked in Europe. So this is a side effect of it. But if you look, okay, what's going to be next? So with the worsening of economic situation, Europe will be bankrupt. They cannot anymore afford to fight this war. When this runs out, basically, then the Russia finally would be able to finish everything pretty quickly and establish the control, creating a buffer zone between the NATO countries and the Russia, and make sure that this kind of situation that Ukraine use as a, you know, launchpad of a future war against us will not happening. Then we have to deal what we're going to do with Britain, what we're going to do with Europe, who are now trying to really get into the war with Russia in 2 years or 3 years. And this is a serious threat. If you look on the preparation which is going on in Europe, they are frantically trying to build up their own defense complex.
And by the way, they've said they're preparing a 250,000 or 500,000 person army. You're not just saying that for Americans that have been under a rock. They've been saying for a couple of years they're gearing up for direct war with Russia.
Correct. And this is their leadership. The question is whether they are able economically to afford to do this war, because we know perfectly well any war is first of all economy. Can you afford it, or you just got, you know, a unproperly prepared for the war, then you're going to suffer a very, very significant, you know, disaster if you go into this war economically unprepared, when your industry are not able to produce enough armaments, enough munition, when your medical care cannot treat all the wounds, when your system are not working to prepare everything your army needs. So this basically would be end of the Europe we know it.
And we have Europe going along with the U.S. blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline that supplied a large part of its gas. That'd be like if I was starving to death, cutting my leg off to feed myself.
That's basically, yeah, it's not only auto, you know, suicide, you know, suicide when they're killing themselves, but it's also basically, you know, cannibalism, but when the cannibal eating his own flesh. Yeah, that's exactly. It's very perfect analogy. Now, coming back to the, you know, Middle East and especially Iranian situation, it's really, really becoming more and more interesting. Just what yesterday, I guess, Rubio said that the, you know, closure of Hormuz Straits is like, you know, using economical nuclear bomb. So think of this. If Iran lost, so how come it has now this big red button where they can press any time of economical nuclear bomb? Because the reverberation of economy we discussed with you many times would be
which
now
the Pentagon told
least
Trump would happen and which he ignored.
Correct. Yeah, he ignored. And now there is an issue. So plus, you know, the what was very strange that the Trump didn't want to use the last chance with Iranian to really negotiate. They start to pushing them from get-go unacceptable by the Iranians' conditions. Iranians are very smart negotiators. You need to take them seriously. You need not to play this circus. You need to be, you know, at least consistent of what you are talking. And if you change your, you know, demands or your list of the, you know,
or if you blow them up when they come
time
to meet, that's why this happened the last month.
Correct.
They say, we're not meeting with you. You don't deal in good faith. Then Trump goes, I'm canceling the deal. I've won, because he knows they've canceled it on him. It's like a 5-year-old.
Correct. Correct. It's just there. So this situation definitely creating more damage, including United States. As we speak, I just saw 1.5 hour ago, so the average price has already spiked to $4.15. You know, it's a huge, you know, increase. And now we're talking about, okay, so how far economy of United States can afford it? Well, Iranians definitely can withstand it because even now the gas price in Iran is like what? For the couple dollars, you can fill up an entire tank. So guess what? You think this population go do the regime change just to get a regime pro-Western regime who gonna charge them a, you know, $4 a gallon? I don't think so. And so they definitely fail on all their objective because the Trump, despite the opinion of the Pentagon and all other, you know, professional people who understanding what's going on, deciding, well, if Bibi Netanyahu calls me and said, hey, this is the right time, we definitely finish this conflict in 3 days, maybe maximum a week, let's go hit them, you know, leadership, people will rebel, there is would be, you know, revolution, we install our own, you know, control puppet and everything, and we grab their natural resources. So these plans are, you know, gone to nowhere. Okay, at least face the reality, be serious, and admit that this was a wrong, and try to get a proper exit of this situation, including, you know, the situation when you can still save your face. But think of this. So many countries now suffering consequences of this economical disaster. So how many now nation will understand that the real perpetrator, the real reason of their economical hardship is actually Trump, who decided that he has a full right to attack the Iran, which will cause closure of Strait of Hormuz, which was...
And then it'll cause the energy crisis, fertilizer crisis, and then here the inflation crisis. It'll kill his economic plan, which makes BlackRock real happy, which makes the UK happy, which brings me to King Charles being here right now. But look, UAE to leave OPEC amid Hormuz oil crisis, so they're not a target anymore. Now they're talking about kicking our bases out. This is a big victory for Iran. This is a big deal. What does this mean?
Correct. Well, first of all, OPEC since long ago was a kind of the cartel who tried to keep the energy price at right. And one thing, they play a positive role because if you create situation where the price of oil will drop below the, you know, production cost, then the industry would be bankrupt. So it doesn't help. So the price must be fair. It must be, you know, a affordable at the same time and allowing industry to prosper. So this should be a very perfect balance. So, but OPEC since long time played a very different role. And since other countries was not part of it because Russia was not part of OPEC either. So whether they're leaving or not, look, these days, all international organizations, starting with the United Nations, starting with the World Trade Organization, become just a joke. So let's say that they're leaving or staying in OPEC do not really, you know, change much of it. But
it is a message distancing themselves from Israel's war. Because I'll blame Trump for making the final decision. But at the end of the day, we should blame Trump, but we should blame Israel for lying even more.
Correct. And now Israel not only, you know, frame and set up the Trump, but it's also frame and set up UAE, because eventually they've been sharing their plans because UAE provided necessary logistic support, provided its own soul. So the Americans, eventually Israeli, can launch, you know, their operation from the UAE against Iran. That's why Iran answer way more harder on the UAE than even on Israel, okay? This we will, of course, all the facts we will know later on. But this is, I guess, the subject the, you know, leadership of United Arab Emirates has to do their homework and figure out.
No,
you know,
I totally agree. So now that Iran's winning the war of attrition, I think that's fair to say. What are the scenarios here? I think Trump will still be pigheaded. The Iranians back against the wall. So the only thing they have is using the big red button of the Strait of Hormuz. Now they're saying, oh, well, 4 months they'll fall, the White House is saying, with no real evidence of that. What's a good scenario versus a bad scenario? Just like you said, yes, Trump, when he first got in a year and a half ago, did kill intelligence for a week because Zelensky was so rude to him on the phone, and you saw the lines completely collapse because it was the U.S. directing it all, as we know. Basically, they're just proxies. Since then, he cut it back a little bit to make Brzezinski behave. Brzezinski would say what he wanted to hear, but go right back to what he was doing. But Trump, at a certain point, famously said, well, if I'm not getting a Nobel Peace Prize, to show really how petty the mindset is, I thought it was a joke when he said it, says, I'm not getting a Nobel Peace Prize, fine, let the war continue and we'll make money off the weapons. And I was told by a billionaire a month before, he said, you don't understand, that knows them all, stop there. Because you don't understand, Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, Trump, they're all obsessed because they're boomers with Nobel Prizes. I'd throw it in the trash can. Now, they gave Obama one, Henry Kissinger one, it's a joke. And would have Hitler give me an Iron Cross first class? I don't throw that in the trash. So, but the point is he's obsessed with that. So he, and later, what Candace Owens said was true because he later admitted it. Not that he called her, I know he did. He calls her up and says, Macron says he'll end the war if you stop saying his wife's a man. Now whether that's true or not, it's a man, I don't care. The point is the pettiness. Trump now puts out through socials saying, how dare you say she's a man? She's more beautiful than you. You need to stop. Macron will work with me if you just stop. What is a president doing calling a talk show host saying they'll end the war if you just stop saying that his husband's a man or his wife's a man? And so then I got that story confirmed. And then it just happened again where we're learning that all they care about is getting attention, and everything is done just for attention and just for awards. And so to have Macron keeping a war going, whether it was true or not, saying, just do this and I'll end a war, it shows the type of leadership. Then you have Netanyahu, people behind him, obviously, BlackRock. But for him, so he doesn't go to prison keeping it all going, it's all these insane little special interests who are not serious people and who are engaged in this. I mean, that's a long story, but that is confirmed.
Correct. You're absolutely right. You see, we have a people with a huge ego who are very easily manipulated. When you start talking about whether it's a Nobel Prize or size of the hands or something big and beautiful and gold-plated. So this is about Trump personality. But perfectly well, we're talking about, you know, if we just watch and hear what the Trump saying, then we're completely confused. We need to basically analyze what he is practically doing, because majority of his saying, you know, either he forgetting himself or he flipping every time. So there is no any consistency on his kind of the, you know, plan. I'm not sure whether he has himself some strategy, at least for himself, what his a final end game, what he is playing, how he going to get out of this situation. So this all heretic behavior, it's either destruction, you know, or cover operation for something he's doing. And now let's see this visit of the king of United Kingdom, the Charles III one. It's a very funny side because, look, it's happening just after this so-called attempt which happens on this gala dinner for the White House correspondent, which is still, you know, confusing and not clear how even that can happen. And this then why the king coming to the to see the Trump. First of all, it will feed his ego because, look, now you're talking to the royalties. Because Prime Minister of the Britain basically is a done deal. Eventually, he will force to submit his resignation, in a couple days or weeks. And then the king, at least one who actually can talk to Trump as the one of the front men of the globalists. Remember that the British royal family for past at least 500 years are, you know, remaining the same. And they basically involved of everything which happened for the last 500 years. So here, it's very important for the future of America and for the Trump, how he going to deal with the globalists. Whether he
and interrupt. Let's remember King Charles's uncle was Edward VIII, the literal Nazi king to set up the EU, who had to advocate. Right. In World War II, he was in Germany when it started, had to flee to Spain to get out. So these are not nice people.
No, that's not nice people. And we know that they killed their own cousins, which was the last Tsar of Russia, Nicholas II. It's the same family. They've been intermarried, you know, so they don't really care. There is nothing else. Maybe such a kind of the reptilian, I would say, sentiments they have even to each other. So now
exactly, they've bred sociopathic psychotics into the genetics.
Correct. And now we have the situation. Very soon we will understand what was, agreement between Trump and the king of the UK regarding the future. For me, the question, whether Trump will jump in a bet with the globalists completely, and now we will see that he will be fully and fully under their control, not only from the Bibi Netanyahu, he also, by this or certain other ways, in bed with the globalists, because we know with you perfectly well from the studies, and you was talking about this very long, that the Zionism and the Israel is again project of the globalist. Okay. Now we're seeing you have Israelis who are controlling White House on the one hand, and now we see the visit of the king, and if they would declare it, again, era of the unprecedented partnership, cooperation, blah, 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 we know then the Trump now in bed with the globalists completely. So what would it means for the world, or it means for the global conflicts? Well, then I would say, empire is attacking, and then the resistance, who are you with everything you did for the past, how many years InfoWars existed? What, 20 years?
27 for InfoWars, on air 32.
Yes, almost 27 years. And we are in the final days when finally Trump, flip on you and decided to give this to Onion. What kind of thank you for all efforts, for all what you did for his first term, for the second term, but this is the history. I guess you would survive and keep the best of InfoWars in a new platform. And people who are going to take it, they cannot do nothing with this. I guess this will burn them like if some relics from the church will be burning hands of the Satanist. So this, certain. Now, let's summarize, because we have a very short time. I guess we, again, in the very difficult times, it's almost epic. And it all depends if the people who would be forced or who would be giving orders, understanding their responsibility, that, there is a still constitution, there is a still their, belief in the God, and they know perfectly well what is right, what is wrong. So we're seeing that in this situation, the people has to really grab the decision in their own hands and do what they feel the right under the rules of God, not under illegal orders of these globalists. This is number one. And second one, let's hope that the sooner or later these people run all out of the money, out of the ammunition, and Russia would be able to finish the conflict in Ukraine, restrain the Europe, clean this up of the Nazism, treat them like in a hospital, after this relapses of this disease, and we will see that finally Middle East can come to the more stable, region, because think of this, if all this country cooperate, if not only Russia, America, but if we will establish really a proper, very balanced relation between country, minding old nations.
We can truly have the golden age. Real Victor Boot on X. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. the InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Join us in about 6 minutes. We'll come to him then. Can't wait to talk to him, my old compadre. But as I said last week with this indictment at Southern Poverty Law Center, I said, I think this is a bellwether of a whole bunch of new indictments. And Cash Patel said the next day, you're finally going to see him. I'm like, well, I'm not going to hold my breath. Now they raided the Somalis today. They've indicted David M. Marenz, the top advisor to Fauci, for destroying evidence to gain a function. And now Comey has just been indicted again minutes ago, but it's for his 8647. Yeah, that means throw something in the ocean. It means throw it away, but that's free speech. And he's just going to say that he didn't mean to kill him or say kill him or it's a joke. So they know this is going to fail in court. So why did they indict him for something when there's so much other stuff like lying to Congress, you name it? Here's a clip from Fox News.
Now, breaking moments ago, the Justice Department has indicted former FBI Director James Comey for a second time. Our Justice correspondent David Spence got the story. He's here in Washington. Hey, David, they're going to go at it again.
John, they're going at it again, not even a year after they went at it after the first time. We're told this via several law enforcement sources. We're told this is related to an Instagram post from the former FBI director last year. When he posted on the beach, you may remember there was a formation of shells that said 8647 that were in that pairing of 8647, and he said something along the lines of, isn't this a curious formation that I just found while walking on the beach? Well, critics to that post immediately pointed out that 86, at least in the restaurant world, means to get rid of or to kill something from a menu, 47 meaning the 47th president of the United States. So Comey did speak with the Secret Service, did speak with federal investigators at the time. He was interviewed last spring or early last summer, shortly after that happened. No charges were ever filed, but now it appears that he has been indicted today. We're working to learn more about the indictment. We're waiting to see if officials have anything to say on this. That is the post that you see right there. Cool shell formation on my beach walk from former Director James Comey. Now, you also remember that he was indicted last year as well for allegedly lying to Congress in some testimony that he gave. That was actually thrown out by a judge. A neutral third-party judge had to get involved and ruled that Lindsey Halligan, the Trump-appointed interim U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia, could not lawfully serve, was not lawfully serving in that role because she was not Senate confirmed.
Which so I predicted was going to get thrown out. So let's just stop here.
Letitia James.
Lobbyists say, oh, you're a panicking. Finally, we have victory. Oh, just watch when this gets thrown out. Now, maybe they're using it to get to other stuff and do discovery. And so maybe it is good because it's a good indictment on the Southern Poverty Law Center, a good indictment on David M. Marenz covering up the gain of function. That stuff's already been out before. He deleted the emails, but other people had them and gave them over. So we are seeing some big movement compared to what we did see. The Somalis getting ready today, the Quality Learning Center. In fact, raids all over the city of Minneapolis. So we'll see. We'll find out what Mark Dice, the one, the only, thinks on the other side. We're going to be covering so much here. You know, Mark's hard to get on. I've been asking for a year to come on. I said, come on, we're shutting down Thursday. You got to come on, please. Because he's a busy guy. He said, okay, I'll do it. It's true. I had to kiss his ass to come on. It's, he likes to do tape shows. I get that. He does great live on air. So we're going to come back with the great Mark Dice on the other side and tell you where to find all of his viral stuff. As if you don't already know, YouTube's his main mothership. But I want to believe. I want Trump to succeed. I know the Democrats, just look at all the stuff they're involved in. My God, they're pure evil. Hakeem Jeffries, you know, just his behavior. Total warfare statements. There's Mark Dice on YouTube at Mark Dice. And you can also find him on X as well. We'll be right back. Take those live feeds from our live shows on X and on Rumble, the Auction Show, and share them now. Because if you don't, we fail. If you do take action, we win.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or something for like $40. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All this is a societal wrecking ball to destroy any semblance of normality, any semblance of basic human biology that you see in the bees and you see in the birds. Imagine if somebody in a demon outfit showed up next to a baby giraffe and said, hi, I'm a demon. Be inclusive. Don't be mean to me. Let me wear demon horns and come up and look like a complete alien from another planet, let a space alien. And by the way, this is a program. They dress up like space aliens all over the United States and all over the world. I told you, in horrible demon psychopath outfits that make Pennywise look beautiful. And they show up and they have their way with your children in demon outfits. I mean, if you've got men that look like 400-pound goblin demons with your children, there's nothing you all put up with. There isn't a species on the planet that would let something that looks like a space alien get up close to its kids. But only in America does it happen, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it right now. I can't handle it more. Well, Mark sent that as his one video clip. I said, send any clips of you. He sent a clip of me. So I guess we'll start off there. Media analyst, best-selling author of The War on Conservatives and so many other books, seen on Newsmax, OAN, InfoWars, Fox News, and more, at Mark Dice on X, YouTube, Mark Dice. So, Mark, wow, good to have you here in the twilight of the old InfoWars. The old war horse is full of arrows and everything else, but we got a whole new one we're climbing on the back of. But what a saga. Thanks for being here with us.
That's a clip that I sent them of you 10 years ago, almost now, always ahead of the curve, decades, many years, ranting about the Drag Queen Story Hour when it was still politically incorrect to talk about that or push back against. It was transphobic. It was homophobic. It was too fringe for the mainstream conservatives to start talking about. And so it's kind of bittersweet here. I also sent the crew a photo of us from 20 years ago when we met in Los Angeles. I don't know if they have it up. At the
You'd already been a guest quite a bit, but I had that 9/11 symposium that was all over C-SPAN. Yeah, there we are.
So that's how long I've been a regular guest on the show, for 20 years. So it's sad that they're shutting you down, but at the same time, it shows how stupid and arrogant they are, because InfoWars is not going away. It doesn't matter what they try to do to the name. Alex Jones is InfoWars. It's like trying to rebrand one of the most like Kleenex. You don't rebrand a popular trademark name like Kleenex. Everybody knows what a Kleenex is. Everybody knows what InfoWars is. So whatever they think they're going to do to the website is going to utterly fail. And just like last time when they took the website off the air, they shut the doors, the URL was dead. Well, then you just log on to Rumble, you log on to Twitter, X, and there the Alex Jones Show was continuing right on. The app is back in the App Store. Rumble can live stream back.
And we have the new site, alexjoneslive.com. The radio stations are all eager to pick it up. We just flip a switch Thursday night at midnight. But still, it turns out the guys they're bringing over from Adult Swim are obsessed with pedophilia, Satan worship, things I can't even say on air. I didn't know this stuff used to air on Adult Swim. It turns out these guys, and then the head guy is the former Brian Stelter counterpart at MSNBC, censorship guy, and Bloomberg's financing this, and they literally pledged themselves to Satan on the air, and they say, oh, it's comedy. No, it's not comedy. They're obsessed with this.
As many of the elitists, all the elitists in Hollywood are, but just a little nostalgia for the InfoWars listeners. I don't know how long, you know, your average listener has been listening, but I've been listening to you since 2003, 2004. And without Alex Jones, we wouldn't have known about the Bohemian Grove, or we wouldn't have had the footage. Alex Jones is responsible for the widespread knowledge of the Bohemian Grove, the Bilderberg Group, Operation Mockingbird, Operation Northwoods, false flag terrorist attacks. It's been incredible to see your career from when I started, which you already had been on the air for probably 6 or 7 years at that point, when you had to stream the Alex Jones Show on InfoWars.com, to then the advent of YouTube, which back then only had 15-minute video limits. So the show had to be uploaded in 7 or 10 different 15-minute segments with Alex Jones in a studio with a black curtain and a TV and a computer monitor. That's how long I've been listening to InfoWars. And to see you go from that to being invited to Turning Point conferences, to being invited on Tucker Carlson's show as soon as he was free from Fox News. Obviously, he worked within the parameters when he was with Fox News to do what he could. But as we all know, there's certain limits that the host, as much as they want to or try, can't break through. So then as soon as he gets independent, has Alex Jones on, the viral memes all over social media. I still don't think you can even search for your name on TikTok. I think that's still one of the forbidden terms. Just no search results whatsoever.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm most happy about, because I wasn't the real OGs were General Parton and Ted Gunderson and, you know, G. Edward Griffin and guys before them, you know, go back to Senator Lindbergh and McCarthy. But I just happened to get successful on talk radio right away, and then all the new internet stuff. So we got the biggest audience ever, literally was the biggest English speaking thing for a few years. And then they thought if they could just shut me down or demonize me, that it would go away. Now, Megyn Kelly sounds like you and I. Tucker's more hardcore in some ways than us. I mean, it's like, Elon Musk is like basically Alex Jones with a higher IQ. They've got a big problem. It's like that meme they put out, I'm coming out of a tunnel, and then there's all these clones of Alex Jones. But I was the biggest of the wave that came in the mid-90s. And now the wave now of awakening is, I'd say, 20 times bigger. And so it's just, they've got to see, like I told Vice when Trump had just won 10 years ago, I said, listen, you think taking me out, they're already trying, is going to be successful. I said, I was in the last wave. The waves coming are much bigger. And that was a very accurate prediction. So where do you see coming next?
Well, we see most people under 35 grown up on social media. They couldn't care less about Fox News. That's what grandpa does. And so they've been seeing the viral clips of Alex Jones, the forbidden information that does squeak through the censors going viral. And that's why we see such a lack of support for the Middle East interventions, because these kids are growing up now, young adults. And they're wondering, well, why is it that we're always over in the Middle East? I tuned into Jesse Waters' show on Friday, and the entire show was about how amazing we're doing in Iran. And I'm just thinking, like, nobody cares under 35, under 45, if you can't buy a house, your rent is outrageous, you've got to spend hundreds of dollars on the groceries, just going out on a date is $150. And so none of these kids under 35 are caring about what it is that's going on in the Middle East that's a boomer issue. They've lost the narrative despite their censorship, taking over TikTok to prevent criticism of a certain little country over there in the Middle East, which seems to have a very interesting amount of influence over our foreign policy. And all of those forbidden topics have now exploded through social media. But it is a double-edged sword because we are seeing a social media psychosis. We're seeing a certain segment of the population who's able to digest and understand and comprehend all this information. But we also see a very large percentage, and even many on the right, who are just overwhelmed by this and have social media psychosis and don't have the conceptual frameworks to really understand what is this going on.
Which I agree.
Is
why that's the real trend we should be analyzing is usually the left had the total deranged, intensifying insanity, which they're just out of their minds. Now I'm seeing a disease either where they think everything's a conspiracy and everyone's an agent but them, and the world is flat and mountains are dead giants and just total schizophrenia. And then you've got white pillars, just neocons, nuclear war is good, Trump is more powerful than God, and then no logic matters. But I want you to go there first, but this isn't about kissing ass, it's about recognizing something. You're actually a super OG too, because you exploded on the scene right before the big takeoff happened with everybody else, with best-selling books and your own shows, and had more viewers, you know, decades ago than CNN even had back then. Just the facade of CNN and stuff being big was still there, but they were still a shadow of themselves. Now they're a shadow of a shadow. But here's kind of a quick dumb grab. It's not accurate. I drew it real quick. But let's say 1913. Here's awareness of the globalists, the Federal Reserve, you know, stuff like that over headshot, guys. Okay, so here's 1913. And this is just kind of, you know, here comes McCarthy and the John Birch Society and, you know, actually, you know, Vietnam. But now I kind of came along just right here. You came along about right here. Now it's straight up is my point. And if the graph was accurate, we'd go like 50 feet up in the air. That's literally how big the awakening is. So what has it been like for you? Well, I've known you at least 23 years or so. I mean, I've interviewed you a bunch before I ever met you. What's it been like for you? Because you wasn't just that you were talented. You and I didn't have a lot of competition when we came along. It's been exponential since then. Now I don't see it as competition, but I see it as total proliferation. A lot of good people, but it goes to the next point you were bringing up. There's also now a lot of not quality out there that doesn't really have any contextual understanding, or some of them do. They decide to just say the most outrageous stuff just as clickbait, something I was accused of, you've been accused of, whereas you're even more, in a good way, neurotic than I am about fact-checking. That's really what your, I mean, degree in media is, right?
You have a media analyst, you know, fact check, analyze the good, the bad, and the ugly, and how the media systems work. And that's why I don't like doing live interviews, because I am such a perfectionist, where I like to go through and double check everything and make sure everything's exactly, every T is crossed, every I is dotted. That's why I like writing books actually more than I do making videos, but the videos are kind of an outlet. But you're right, back in 2016, social media was still in its infancy. It was still kind of a novelty. And the big mainstream, even, you know, corporate conservative companies that now proliferate, like The Blaze and Daily Wire and PragerU and Turning Point, some of them weren't even in existence, but some of them were just getting started, but they still didn't understand the power of YouTube. They were still thinking, well, it's on Facebook. We post on Facebook and on Twitter. And then here, people like me and you were just rocking and rolling on YouTube, which is basically just your own cable channel. It was a public access cable channel, basically, for the 21st century. And so you're right. Back in 2016, we were crushing all CNN, mainstream media. Then a lot of those usurpers came. And remember, you know, they started changing the algorithms right after the 2016 presidential election. YouTube had fair search results, fair suggested videos, but then they realized that the information was being reached to people that they didn't want it to understand it. So then the corporate usurpers came and partnered with the big tech platforms. That's when all the algorithms changed, the search results changed.
Oh, they 100% bury you as a shadow ban. Of course, I've been banned since 2018 completely.
Yeah, they started boosting all mainstream outlets as the top search results, as the recommended. And, you know, this is on my list of things to talk about. The good, it's always a double-edged sword. There's always the good and the bad. So we have Elon buying Twitter, allowed free speech for the most part back down, allowed most of the people back on the platform. He slacked on you for a little bit because he didn't understand the actual reason why you were banned. He believed the caricature that the media had painted of you. And it wasn't until Tucker Carlson and others started really laying down the case about why it was that you were actually banned, confronting
and
all
then
of
the he went to the logs
public-
and saw that he could see deleted and he said, you never even talked about Sandy Hook. You weren't banned for that. They just made that up.
Yeah, banned for supposedly harassing a reporter who was on the job, on public property, covering an event about social media, and then you politely. I'm actually surprised you were able to contain yourself as well as you did in the face of such evil, Oliver Darcy, and then that was harassing a reporter. So he finally got to see that. So most people had a caricature of who Alex Jones was, just like him, through people like Jimmy Kimmel and the mainstream media trying to paint you as someone that you're not. But what he did recently with monetizing Twitter or X, it's now kind of a toilet bowl because it's incentivized the very worst actors because people have just started clipping old clips, posting a bunch of slop, third world actors from India, content farms, just posting anything and everything that's an interesting clip, but it's totally irrelevant to the topics or irrelevant to your feed or even anybody that you follow. And so they've taken advantage of this and it incentivized people to just post crap because it'll go viral. The more clicks, the more retweets.
But that is the problem with the Wild Wild West. You want real freedom. You got it. But I agree. It is like a space bar now. But it's still, but it made it the biggest. So, I mean, we want free speech. Well, then how does he deal with that? I guess maybe create a system where maybe we can choose our feeds or something.
Well, it used, the For You feed used to be interesting topics of people that were from people that you at least follow. But now we're getting the same videos. I mean, I was going to create a log of the same videos. I mean, it's not like any, you know, everybody likes a good funny dog video, a funny cat video, but these content farms just keep recycling the same videos, the same videos. You can see the same video posted by a dozen different accounts over the course of, you know, every 2 weeks. It's the same video, same videos. So there should be something where once a video that isn't relevant to your content feed or is posted by somebody who you're not even following shows up and gives an impression, that's it. You've seen it. If you didn't interact with it, you don't need to see it again. But it really is the double-edged sword. There may be no solution because with the freedom comes the Wild Wild West. And so it just is a difficult job to sift through all of that information, the sea of information and disinformation to find the nuggets of truth, which is, I think, why there are certain people which gain a reputation of trust doing that. But now with AI, you can just start a YouTube channel and have it clone, or there's services out there that literally just sell avatars of models. Instagram is now proliferated with fake AI models. It's starting to make the news where there's a lot of these, you know, wannabe Instagram models and MAGA babes, which are just totally fabricated, which gets...
And it turns out it's mainly boomer men are leaving their wives for AI fembots. And back to the boomers, not bashing them. They're the ones that really can't tell AI video, and it's getting better and better. I have boomer people I know call time and say, why'd you say that? And they said it to me. I go, you can't tell that's not me. You can't tell that's AI. It doesn't even really look like me. It's just, it's crazy.
And some people can't even tell if it's supposed to be satire, but they don't know because the line is blurred, so they think that it's real. Just like over the
weekend. Well, a lot of them don't watch videos. I put out a video, you know, Sunday morning saying, was the shooting staged at the press dinner? And the first minute I say, I don't think it's staged. Almost no one watched it. They were just like, how dare you say it's staged? Like, did you watch the video?
But especially if it's a question mark, that's kind of the indicator that you're not agreeing with the title. Like if you add the question mark or it is a question, was it staged? Question mark. That usually should be a tip off into what the content
is. Well, plus that was the top trend on X. I was trying to jump on that.
What's really sad though is the social media psychosis on the right as well with former MAGA, disgruntled MAGA, disaffected MAGA, because I have experienced the same attacks that you have over this. I just simply say, it's not staged. Let me just run through some of the reasons, some of the logistics of why that would not be the case. And people get so upset that they accuse me of being an agent and I'm being paid to cover it up. Same thing that you do, which is so strange because instead of just disagreeing with your analysis, they automatically jump to, you must be paid to cover this up, which is extremely odd, especially considering our track records, because if we were paid disinformation agents, we wouldn't be doing the things and saying the things, exposing
well,
things.
Well, yeah, we're very critical of Trump, and we were right when we are. You're very critical. Exactly.
But then you got on the other side. You got some people, the big MAGA cult members, who anything that disagrees with Trump, then they get upset. Then the people who get upset because you're not attacking him enough. It just, if you don't attack him on a daily basis, now you're shilling for him. It's so bizarre to see. And this, the conspiracy theory about it being staged hit the mainstream media. And that's actually kind of a liberal conspiracy theory that then got attached by some disaffected MAGA who are so so paranoid and so dismissive of the official story that they just jump to this conclusion that they don't believe anything. But if you really start following what logistically would have to happen for this to have been staged, it completely falls apart. But they don't have the attention span to actually process those different steps. They just jump to the conclusion. And then anybody who is, if quote, following the official story, I mean, hey, sometimes when the weather report says, you know, that it's raining, it's raining. Sometimes when CNN says that it's a Tuesday, it's a Tuesday. Doesn't mean that you're covering it up. It's just kind of sad to see the shortcut that people, they're thinking. And it's kind of a cop-out as well from the left. It absolves them of any responsibility because they don't believe that some psycho actually tried to assassinate the president again. Then they don't believe that the rhetoric that's being spewed by the Democrat Party and by the mainstream media is having any kind of a negative effect. But obviously, it is stirring up these kinds of crazies, which is why we've seen the violence increasing against Trump and Trump supporters really since 2016, once he got the nomination and it became clear that he was going to likely be the president, or at least
three, four times the last year and a half, I'll be out in the street, caught it on tape once in D.C., and somebody comes by and goes, I'm going to effing kill you and your family. And every time I look up, it's a tranny. And so, they're out there doing violence. They are out. And so I'm not attacking trannies. That's who's death threatening me. And every time they're the most pissed off. And so that's why when Kurt got killed, I said, no, it looks real. You know, now there's been so many questions. I'm not mad at people asking questions. It's just that you and I both cut our teeth on exposing the corporate media, exposing lies, analyzing things. You have a degree in that. And so now when we see people, quote, on our side getting it wrong, I'm like, hey, there were 12 colonels. There wasn't a meeting at Fort Huachuca. I'm not saying there isn't people involved with killing Kurt. Now I'm an Israeli agent. And so people should value folks that are actually trying to get to the truth. That's all I'm saying.
And then it spirals and the conspiracy just grows and grows and grows. And now people have lumped Erica Kirk into it, which is just obscene and despicable.
Oh, but the next morning there were videos with millions of views saying Erica Kirk had a bad showing at an event and claimed she was death threatened. So they did all this to make it look like she's really getting death threats. That is the most bizarre. No, it's Trump, someone trying to kill him, or Trump staged it to be a victim. I mean, I think that's the two scenarios. And not really, they don't have all the cops involved, the staging, bad security. The guy rushes by. It is what it is. I mean, it's a deranged leftist that told his family, I'm going to kill him.
A lot of times people confuse correlation with causation as well, because right after the shooting attempt at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, we did see a lot of inner circle mega social media personalities start tweeting in concert about the ballroom. And so I saw some people saying this is the leftist conspiracy as well, that they staged it in order to get the ballroom. That's putting the cart before the horse. Posting about wanting the ballroom after the fact is a correlation. It's not a causation. It's not why this happened, but it is a result. They're seizing on that opportunity.
And those influencers do get talking points. Trump's obsessed with the ballroom. He says it's for security because they won't let him have events anywhere. And so that morning he said the exact same quote before the event. They're going, oh, look, they did it for a ballroom. No, that's all he ever talks about. In fact, it's weird he talks about it so much.
Well, there's two reasons why they started tweeting about it in concert right after. One is many of them just sort of followed the directives of Trump, and he started talking about it in his press conference, and then everybody started posting about it, or a lot of them just like to jump onto the bandwagon of the supposed thought leaders in the movement.
Yeah, I know a lot of those people.
It's not like a big
secret.
This
is how it works. They do talk to the communications directors. I've been offered to be signed on to it. And the Pentagon, too. And I just said, no, thanks. And they say, hey, if you want our talking points, when you agree with them, please put this out. So, no, they're all there. They're not sycophants, but they all want to be in the circle with access. And so I guarantee you the communications people said, oh, see, we need the ballroom. And so they all put it out.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not a big conspiracy. It's how communications directors work. They get out the messages. People are on email lists. People are in private chats. In group chats, and then they get it. But then people just don't understand that, so then they all of a sudden think that that's why he actually did it. It is very strange, very bizarre. And it's sad too. I find it entertaining, the people who attack me, but you know, from being in this industry, the things that are said about you that you know personally are not true. And I see the conspiracies about me and I'm like, oh my God, like some people are just totally insane making things up. It's just amazing how they can't understand, or they don't want to understand. They take this cop out of everything is staged. They can't process. They can't articulate these specific steps as to why that would be the case. And I think part of that is because everyone's just overwhelmed with the social media feeds. We're not designed.
I was thinking this morning, I said the average person is so exhausted, they can't go through an intellectual research, so instead they just go with whatever they want it to be.
Short-term memories are fried. Attention spans are fried. Processing, cognitive processing at the higher level is fried.
You know, they've even done studies. Stay there. I know it's frustrating for you because you're really into fact-checking. Well, let's come back and talk about where we go from here.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy. But one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So, do During the break, I went and got myself a glass of iced tea in the break room, and we got Fox News on. We got a bunch of other satellite feeds on the hallways monitoring, and they're like, outrageous. Large numbers of Americans think the ballroom thing was staged, and now even Jasmine Crockett is saying it's staged. This is outrageous. I don't like Jasmine Crockett, but no, we've been lied to so much. I think it's okay if you want to believe the world's flat and everything's staged. What I'm saying is, we don't just question everything. We try to get to the answers, and that's what we're talking about here. And, you know, so much of what we're told or so much of what we see turns out to not be true. I don't want to spend all day on this, but I'm noticing it too. It's getting more and more acute, not just on X, but everywhere else. But Fox News, again, is now the tail on the dog, whereas they can ignore that the internet doesn't buy anything, which overall I think is healthy. Now they don't ignore it, and now every day I see Fox a day or two after we cover something, you or I, that they're mimicking exactly what we're saying and having to cover what we do. That just shows how completely dinosaur they are. But Trump still thinks that whatever's on Fox News is the most important thing in the universe.
We're living in a world now where Nick Shirley, a YouTuber, is the most important investigative reporter who now has really led to indictments now. The Leering Center, I think that's the same one that has been indicted, right? And after he investigated welfare fraud or hospice fraud in California, then all of a sudden, I think it was like CBS News went over and did an investigation. They claimed that they were the one who were breaking the news story. So we live in a world where those who have the credibility and the means to go and investigate and break stories are leading and really have for like the last 10 years, the mainstream media. The same Fox News, by the way, that celebrated Pride Month along with MSNBC and every other corporate media outlet in America back in like 2021, 2022, as they kept getting progressively more liberal. Literally, you had Ainsley Earhart, the Fox and Friends Christian morning host, doing daily segments for like at least a week until they finally caught wind of the backlash. Celebrating Pride Month and the contributions of the LGBTQ people and Dana Perino, who's, you know, chummy with Hillary Clinton. She pretends to be, you know, a conservative when she's on the five, but she was one of George Bush's, you know, leading liars about the WMD hoax back during the Bush administration. She's out there on Fox News, literally celebrating transgender children. That's who Fox News is. Okay.
Well, you know, a lot of people on Fox, and so do I, but they told me even recently it's still the same. They're almost all leftists that hate America, except a few of the hosts. Even the hosts are just cynical and just go with whatever they think they're allowed to do. And that's why Tucker was so glad to be fired. So it was the best thing ever happened to him. And they wouldn't even tell him why, but he knew it was a big farm of the war, you know, all of it. And the fact that, but the last thing was having dinner at Rupert Murdoch's house. And Rupert Murdoch goes, surely you're not really a Christian. Surely you don't believe in God now. And he said, I was brought up Episcopalian, wasn't sure God was real, but he said, I've had spiritual experiences. And Murdoch stopped talking for the rest of the dinner for like an hour to him, and he was fired 2 days later. So he thinks at the end of the day,
it's hilarious.
Well, I don't think he's told the story yet. He shared the gospel with Rupert Murdoch and said, you should accept Jesus. And Murdoch for the last hour did not talk. Oh, and his new fiance or the new wife, whatever she said, I agree, I found Jesus, and then he divorced her. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of these people, I mean, they become so megalomaniacal. There's just very little that they would have in common with Jesus. It's like a vampire and garlic. They are repelled by it. And now it's hilarious how the terrestrial radio host, the Fox News host, Mark Levin, is just a weekend host, really, is saying, well, those little podcasters, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, you, they don't matter at all, even though you all are getting more views than any major Fox News show in
prime time. Well, so are you. You're more than all the CNN. But that's the thing is, I see the clips not even looking because they push him. They'll have low view numbers that they're pushing him. He's like, you little bitty nothings, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, you're really nothing. And what is it, a podcast? I don't even know what that is. I'm on talk radio, baby. Well, so are we. But he doesn't even know we can go look at his numbers. And Tucker Carlson's like 50 times bigger. The delusion. It's like a peewee football or baseball team thinking they're in the major leagues. It's not even like I'm measuring my dick here with them. But, dude, I mean, you know, Tucker Carlson's got like an 80-foot-long dick compared to Levin's. You got to find with a magnifying glass. If you use that analogy, I'm sorry it's a gross analogy, but it works. I mean, this is like a guy with a micro penis. You know, you literally tell everybody he's got the biggest dick in the universe.
Well, just a month ago, CNN tried an experiment only for a few days, and then it backfired because of the widespread mockery. You probably saw this, where they pretended to be podcasters. They switched up their studios on their primetime shows. Jake Tapper, Jake Tapeworm, Anderson Cooper, they put microphones on their desks, and they went to a different desk. And Jake Tapper had his show from his, you know, his office with his little bobbleheads, like an ordinary YouTuber with their home office. Remember that? And they literally tried to pose as podcasters because so many people are looking at podcasters as being more trustworthy.
And it totally failed.
More relatable.
Yeah, I remember CNN even launched a whole new division of that.
And nobody would pay. I mean, let's not forget that CNN Plus failed after.
Hold on. Did they invest $500 million, was it?
It was a lot of money, and it failed, I think, after less than 2 weeks. It was maybe, you know, 13 days or something like that. I should have said some more clips from the greatest hits of Alex Jones, because, you know, sometimes we forget how much you've been correct about things, or we're dealing with so many different topics today. I like to kind of look back and give a big historical contextual view.
Well, look out. I'll hand the baton to you in the fourth hour, and you can send it to him if you want to do that. I'll get off and let you know.
One of the clips I was going to send is such a low resolution clip, because back in the day when it was uploaded to YouTube and whoever downloaded it was, you know, probably 120p, was Alex Jones ranting about the BPA and the juice boxes as an endocrine disruptor. And that was well over 10 years ago. That was probably 15 years ago. And now transgenderism is one of the top political stories in the country, and it's still so politically incorrect to admit that there's likely a chemical component to this. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was talking about this when he was running for president in 2024, but it still just kept going over people's heads. Even Jordan Peterson on his podcast, RFK Jr., mentioned, well, you know, these endocrine disruptors, atrazine and the bisphenol A, you know, it's affecting these children's hormones, and it's rewiring their brains in the womb. And that's what's causing, he believes, many researchers believe, at least a large contributor to the transgenderism epidemic. But you can't talk about that, because then you go down that road and they'll accuse you of being a Nazi eugenicist. And if you say that it's a birth defect, then you're saying that there's something, quote, wrong with them. And then if you're trying to, quote, cure it, you're not allowed to do that. And remember, Amazon banned books. Surprisingly, they did retreat on some of their bans. They banned When Harry Became Sally about 4 years ago, which is a book about transgenderism, saying that, well, because it equates transgenderism and, you know, gender identity with a mental illness, that's hateful, so they can't allow that book to be sold. And then they finally did restore that book after 4 years. And then we saw what happened with the recent book that they did just restore about the mass immigration, the novel from 1973, Camp of the Saints. And then the outrage caused them to put that back. But there's still a bunch of other books. I've covered them for years. The mainstream conservative pundits won't talk about them, that have been banned in the big book purge of 2019, 2020. Where they're still a little too controversial for the mainstream pundits to talk about. So they'll jump on Camp of the Saints because it's an immigration issue. They'll jump on When Harry Became Sally. They won't talk about books like Jared Taylor's White Identity or Professor Kevin McDonald's book, Culture of Critique. It's a former, he's retired professor of California State University, Long Beach, a sociologist, talking about Jewish groups and some of their influence and the activities that they've been involved in regarding political and social movements. But not supposed to talk about those kinds of things, because then people start asking too many questions.
But it's not working. I noticed Greenblatt says, I've got all these PhD psychological warfare experts trying to figure out how we cure people of anti-Semitism. And I'm like, how about the Israel lobby not run around and drag us into wars and try to censor us and play the part of classical villains? How about you look in the mirror with your behavior?
Yeah, and how about not calling people an anti-Semite if they're just simply not interested in a foreign intervention, in a foreign problem? If they're starting to ask questions, reasonable questions, about a foreign influence operation in the United States. It was hilarious how most Republicans were against funding the Ukraine war. We don't want any funding in Ukraine. We forget about Pajama Boy. But then all of a sudden, once the Israel-Gaza war started, now there's always that exception. So that's why I don't
and
like...
And now those of us that said the war would be a disaster, we're all Qatari agents with no evidence. But meanwhile, it turned out that almost all these influencers are on the official Israeli government payroll without even being registered, but it's left alone, and that Salem Radio is literally owned by the Israeli military. I mean, so they're pointing their finger at us. Literally, they say, oh, he's a Qatari agent. I've never been to Qatar, and I got one red cent from any Muslim group. I'm a freaking Islamophobe. and then they're saying, I'm on the payroll of these people. Meanwhile, they're on the payroll of Israel.
That's why people like Brandon Tatum, who rose the ranks as a black conservative, very popular YouTuber, now just seems to put Israel first because he is with Salem Radio. He is with that same group that's been funding, because it's admitted that the Israeli government has a contract with an agency that then has a contract with Salem to promote Israeli interests.
Yeah, the guy that runs Salem is a direct agent getting massive millions from him, and
That's why Brandon Tatum has basically abandoned the black community and black causes, and you would swear that he is Israeli, because that seems to be that all...
I've known him a long time. He's speaking talk shows. When you hear him now, he's reading a script.
Well, he says that Tucker is one of the most dangerous anti-Semites in the whole world, and if Tucker didn't matter, then you wouldn't have people like Ted Cruz and Mark Levin attacking him literally almost every single day.
By the way, that's what they say. They say Tucker's the new Hitler at the ADL, that he says it... Literally, Tatum reads a ADL script. I mean, it's word for word the same thing.
Well, the same rhetoric that they were using against people like Charlie Kirk, calling Charlie Kirk's speech dangerous, which then cited a domestic, stochastic terrorist to assassinate him. They're using the same speech against people like Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson's dangerous now. He needs to be stopped, calling him the most dangerous man in America. Which is interesting, because if you go and look at Ben Shapiro's YouTube stats...
Yeah, let's talk about that. We have a collapse of Shapiro.
And the collapse of Jeremy Boring, the former CEO and self-proclaimed godhead of the Daily Wire, who is not there anymore. He was fired probably for wasting the company's monies on his pet projects, the wanting to be a Hollywood producer. But Ben Shapiro's views... are nothing. Ben Shapiro has like 5 or 6 million subscribers on YouTube. Most of his videos can barely get 30 or 50,000 views. And you have Jeremy Boring, who quietly was fired from the Daily Wire. He was working on a pet project of documentary or a series about some dragons and mystical lands. And then they said he was just transitioning positions. He's changing to a creative director. Well, as a consultant until he finished producing that film, and now he's gone. He has a podcast all by himself, and on YouTube he has 25,000 subscribers. So the head of what was, it still may very well be, the most powerful, wealthy, Daily Wire is actually a $1 billion company.
They were funded by a Christian Zionist out of Frisco, Texas.
Well, Ben Shapiro is making $20 or $30 million a year just himself. But just to show the inauthenticness of some of those people, the godhead, the leader of the co-founder was forced out and has his now independent podcast, and he literally has 25,000 views. Oh, and by the way, Jeremy Boring was the director of what's called the Friends of Abe, which is, you could call it a secret society of conservatives in Hollywood. It's been around. Gary Sinise founded it, by the way. And when you talk about a secret society, often has sinister connotations, but this is basically just kind of like a private club of conservatives in Hollywood. And when Gary Sinise stepped down as the director to go and do other things, Jeremy Boring became the director of the organization. And then what did he do? This is right around 2016. He shut it down. So as soon as Jeremy Boring became the head of Hollywood.
I mean, his name says it all. It's boring. Their job is to control and then shut down nationalist movements. Looking at other issues, the backlash, people logging off and going back to real life. Yeah, we do some AI. It's fun. But at a certain point, AI makes me just subconsciously feel sick.
It has gotten quite entertaining, but at the same time, when you're having these funny pet accounts posting AI slop instead of actual videos of actual animals doing funny things, it kind of takes the fun out of it. And, for a while you could kind of tell if they were fake, or some people could tell if they were fake, but now it's got so sophisticated, you can't tell. So there is a big backlash amongst Gen Z, even millennials, who are joining running clubs, joining pickleball clubs, getting away from social media. And we really should. We should start shunning people who live their lives on social media, not as a profession, not to gather their news, but this epidemic of people, mostly women, talking into their phones in their cars, having conversations with their phone and then posting it online about things that they really should be talking about on the phone or in person with their girlfriends, with their friends, oftentimes just complaining about relationships. having delusional and completely outrageous expectations, but also just dumping their bad date scenarios, just ranting and raving about what just happened with their hinge date. Always in their car because they often have roommates. It's the one place that they can be alone, so they just feel they can peacefully, dump their data. It's strange. We should start shunning this kind of behavior if it's not contributing to a larger conversation.
No, I agree. There's mindless. So let me ask you this. You got the boomers, and a lot of them are great. I'm not putting boomers in. My parents are boomers. They're dialed in, know what's going on. But we know the numbers. We see it. They still believe Fox News and love war on average, and they're in their own world. And I don't think they realize that the vast majority of the public doesn't believe anything they're told, anything that's said. I'll play a Fox News clip in a moment that I mentioned earlier, like just 30 minutes ago, where they're like, gosh, people don't believe this, and now members of Congress don't. Overall, that's healthy that it's baked in, that people don't buy anymore. And not only are people, had Hollywood fatigue 20 years ago, now Hollywood's uncool. Well, so are galas. And I saw Robert Reich and a bunch of the Democrats saying, we used to be stars. We were celebrities. He wrote an article for CNN. This was glamorous where we would be famous and everyone loved us and the media and both parties. And now Trump has ruined it. No, you guys are hated for a long time. And so maybe you're 80 years old and you still think red carpets and tuxedos are cool. The average person is just bored with it. It doesn't impress us. You know, original Hollywood would set up the paparazzi and the cameras to make it look like it was this big hysteria, but it wasn't. So now that people are not enamored with celebrity anymore and they can't tie it into government and causes, I think that's the real loss of power in the power structure. A, do you agree with that? B, what comes out of that now?
Yeah, it's the fractured media ecosystem we have now, which is why the Oscars and the Grammys are always historical lows. They're no longer a cultural event. I mean, when I was a kid back in the 90s, it was probably one out of four people were watching the Oscars. You would come to school the next day. People would come to work the next day. Almost everybody knew. Most people had seen several of the films that had been up for nominations. But if you tune in now, most Americans have never even seen most of the movies that are even being nominated, which is why now we're seeing the influencer infiltration. So they can no longer just have a handful of A-list Hollywood celebrities. So now they're going for the influencers through their management agencies, through their talent agencies. But back to what you said about how nobody believes what's going on in the media. When we saw that poll, about 90% of MAGA support this war. I just instinctively knew that that was not true. I could tell from my own audience.
CNN had one that said 100%.
I could tell from my own audience from the comments every time I was critical of it, everybody or most people agreed. So I posted a poll on YouTube, which is very different than posting a poll on Twitter because you can easily get a poll on Twitter X in front of a totally different audience to skew the poll. But on YouTube, it's your own audience, your own subscribers. And I was just curious. I posted a poll. I said, do you support the war in Iran? Over 2/3 were opposed to it. So it's not even close. It's not even 90%, not even half of MAGA. And you can't
All my friends and family and neighbors have all been Trump. Some weren't at first, but they've been. I'd say out of all these veterans I'm friends with that are conservatives, they're all pissed off and don't like Democrats, but are freaked out about Trump. I'd say 90% of the people I know are pissed at Trump.
Absolutely. And it would be one thing if this was just another one and done. You know, when he went and bombed them last summer, it was very, a lot of people were rightfully to be skeptical and concerned that he's going to spark a bigger regional conflict. But it's just one and done. Okay, that's it. We're good. And this has happened several other times, even as soon as he was sworn in office in 2017. He struck a military base over in Syria. Everybody started getting understandingly upset and thinking, wait a minute, this isn't what we voted for. Why are we now getting involved? Okay, it's a one and done. We killed that Iranian general. One and done, went and, took Maduro down. Just a couple hour operation. So when this happened, it's kind of, I was a little cautious. Like, okay, is this just like a follow up just to make sure that we're going to, neutralize all their military operations, all their nuclear programs? But here we are now, a month and a half. They're saying it's going to be several more
60
months
days.
Before they run out of oil and then they start to feel the pain. And like I said, Jesse Waters was leading the entire show on Friday was how amazing the war in Iran is going and how devastated they are. We don't care. Your average American couldn't care less.
Well, and I would say to Trump, if you want to sell a war, just say, I think it's the right thing and we're going to see what happens. Don't lie to us constantly.
Or tell us that we're doing it to choke off the oil from China. Give a presentation about it, especially with the ongoing. But, sometimes I think we give him too much credit thinking that he is omniscient. because we know certain areas more than he does about things. He has his advisors.
Oh, he admits he doesn't understand the military. He admits it. Hey, let's do this. Do 5 more minutes. I know you got to go a little bit more in the next hour. But let's plug you. You got great T-shirts, great books. You're a one-man wrecking crew reaching millions a week. How do people, most everybody knows who you are, but how do people find Mark Dice? Because you're suppressed like I am everywhere. People have to go hand find where you're at.
Primary on YouTube, you have to find me because I'm not, populating in the For You feed. Even if you're subscribed, you still may not even see. You can get my books on Amazon. Several of them have been best-selling books. Just with the power of the internet, the power of YouTube, the war on conservatives, Hollywood propaganda, how TV, movies, and music shape our culture. But find me on YouTube where I do reports, I try to do reports three days a week at least, and try to make them a little entertaining, try to provide some levity to the situation because it's so stressful, so chaotic. And by the way, I'm really glad. It's amazing to see the transformation of you losing weight, getting in shape, getting your drinking under control. And I was getting worried there for a while. I thought we might see Alex.
I didn't have one drink for 6 months, and then I had one drink a month, and I had 5 drinks a month, and I had 20, and I'm now stopped it again. It's not good.
But, in the amount of stress that you've had, it's absolutely amazing that you haven't had a heart attack. But the fact that
the only time I can check out is I got to exercise really hard and I can check out mentally. But then I can't get out of bed. But I can work like a son of a bitch for 52. I'm working like 20-year-olds. They can't keep up, but I'm going at it. I can either work out to like get my brain on things, or I can sit back and drink a half bottle of vodka. So I'm doing the working out instead of the drinking the vodka.
Very proud of you, man. And it's going to be great to see these clowns celebrating what they think is the supposed death of InfoWars when the Alex Jones show is going to continue just like it did. I'm losing track of time. What was it, sometime last year when InfoWars went off the air?
Oh, they grabbed it all illegally. Stay there. Do a little bit more time with us. Mark Dice, stay right there. I need to plug because I didn't plug last hour. Speaking of that, he's funded by you, the viewers. People want to know who funds me, not Qatar, not the Israelis, not the Republicans. I'm funded by you, and that means I bring you products that really work. And I don't own the AlexJonesShow.com. Bigly does. They own the new network, little studio. We're building a bigger one with another sponsor they're working with. So a lot of big stuff's going on, but I need the funds. Plus, these products are insane. So all the old InfoWars gear, the Faraday bag, limited edition, the last InfoWars silver coin, it's all going to sell out in the next few days because they didn't get that many of them. That supports the broadcast. Take advantage of that. There's also a bunch of other big deals. This is the biggest sale they've ever done. So it's a blowout sale. Silver round and Faraday bag, that is a huge value selling out InfoWars product fundraiser. All the original shirts and updated limited editions. This is your last chance to get those. There are so many great sales at thealexjonesstore.com. But if you really want to experience something amazing, get our ultramethylene blue, get our Irish sea moss, get our Shilajit. These things, bovine colostrum, they really work. We have the best, cleanest iodine. You like X2, it's the same thing, but stronger. T3. These are game-changing products, and it's not a bestseller because people don't listen to me, but Ultimate Life Force is a spike protein detox. It's the two top brands that scientists recommend basically combined. It's a horse pill. Everybody should be taking this for the spike protein and the garbage. If you didn't take the shot, this stuff is shedding. It's going all over the place. This is such an important detox. It's so good for your cardiovascular system. And our zeolite also is a chelator and pulls out the spike protein. Everybody should be taking Ultimate Life Force and the zeolite from thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can find the video and audio feeds of the new show that launches Friday at 11 a.m. Same broadcast, same person, same everything, just different name, the Alex Jones Show. So they think getting InfoWars is going to do something. Nobody even knew that term, InfoWars, when I started it. I was intelligence agencies doing it. That's what they call it, but we're the people using the truth to counter lies. So the InfoWars, you, they can't take it away. They think getting a URL, plus, by the way, we'll probably be back in here. My lawyers are like, they're screwed. We already filed stuff last night, today, and tomorrow. I mean, just like the last two times they seized the company, they got kicked out. But at a certain point, it's like, I'm not crying wolf. This has been a real fight, but holy hell. Looks like we might beat them again, so say a prayer. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade, to take starting meds to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Mark's with us another 15 minutes. I got a ton of news I haven't hit, breaking news and more that Fox Lab haven't gotten to yet. But Mark wanted to get to how big we're winning the culture wars. Because people can get depressed seeing Trump go sideways and think, oh, God, we're losing. No, the populism is winning all over the world. People hate the system. We just have to keep pushing forward and keep unifying the people in team humanity concepts. So give us a few examples of, as a media analyst, a best-selling author on it, how we're winning the culture war.
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, well, Twitter obviously, but Facebook and YouTube, two of the big tech titans that are not playing along with, Elon Musk's philosophy of freer speech, did let President Trump back on the platform. We've seen a lot of the censorship slow down. They've even announced that they've changed some of their policies where, oh, surprise, now you actually can criticize gender ideology. So, I mean, we've sort of forget how bad things used to be. And there's so much that the enemy's throwing at us that we have to deal with on a daily basis. But we have made some significant cultural victories regarding pushing back against censorship. Finally, with Rumble being the viable alternative to YouTube, many other platforms have tried and failed. Some of them still around BitChute, but still pretty small. Didn't attract, some of the bigger names, that we see on social media.
Yeah, for people that don't know, YouTube has more views video-wise than all other media on Earth combined.
Yeah, it has more advertising revenue than all the major networks. It is now a television provider as well. So instead of just going to Warner Brothers.
And Trump still thinks it's not important.
You know, when I was at the White House, when I got invited in 2019, that was my question to him. I stood up and I said, hey, listen, I was as respectful as I could, but I said, hey, sir, you know, everybody's talking about Facebook and Twitter. You know, we've seen Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey being called to testify in front of Congress. I said, but, YouTube is sort of the forgotten area of social media. It's not just for funny cat videos. It's a critically important piece of infrastructure. And here we have still all these years later, it's just still kind of forgotten about. Like, people still only focus, I think, on those two major platforms, Facebook for the boomers, Twitter, X, for kind of the total news junkies.
Well, I watch things, and even my parents' homepage on their TVs is now YouTube. And all my friends and family in other states, I pay attention to stuff like that. You go in their house, YouTube's the launch pad. Like,
what? And also, I see, I don't use Instagram much, but I see some Instagram reels and some memes on Instagram, which they're hilarious. I'm shocked that they haven't been banned. I have friends.
Oh, yeah, Instagram's huge, too. Don't lie, yeah. But just the fact that Trump, like, he went on Elon once and had a billion people that clicked it. And then he was like, yeah, that's not big. because he couldn't see himself on Fox News. It's just, it's ridiculous.
And that's why everybody's on. Megyn Kelly's on YouTube. Tucker Carlson went to YouTube. I mean, they all have their distribution through Spotify and things, but for those people who like video, YouTube is where it's at. That's why it's hilarious. Back in 2016, you didn't have major media figures on YouTube. And then all of a sudden we started seeing big brand name, you know, senators, Ted Cruz launching a podcast on YouTube, who, by the way, works every day for 13 years to help a foreign country instead of America.
And they're so behind the curve. Well, let me just point out, I am still banned on Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook.
Well, we should make a big push to try to change that. And, you know, YouTube did allow some people who are banned for COVID and election discussions back on the platform. Remember when you couldn't even question the 2020 election on YouTube? You couldn't question COVID. You couldn't point out the fact or even question whether or not it was leaked from a lab, let alone whether it was a bioweapon done on purpose to, you know, cause the shutdown of everything. So they did actually allow a lot of those people back on the platform. So we have made some progress. And that's why Breitbart's, Andrew Breitbart's quote about culture being more important than politics, politics downstream from culture, absolutely critical. So we have made tremendous victories. And even the Trump administration has made some big cultural
absolutely
victories.
So let me ask you a question when I come back. Why did he then attack some of the biggest talk show hosts instead of attacking Democrats when we criticized him? We'll be right back. I'm talking about a big move at Google by Sergey Brin.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I don't say Mark Dice is underrated because he's respected and been very popular forever. I mean, 20-something years I've known him, but he is underrated. The guy knows his crap. He knows his shit, as they say. And I, without even talking to him, I mean, asked him to come on, he said yes. He was just too busy. I didn't have to send him topics or even ask if we wanted to get into, because I knew we'd be simpatico. And he said, you know, in closing, he wants to get in. Does he regret for voting for Trump? What's going to happen in the midterms? That was my own little private list I scribbled this morning. And then the last thing was on my list. So he literally everything he sent me is on the list. It's just crazy. But for stations that don't carry the first five, we were getting into what does Trump think when he goes against his no big war thing, particularly Iran, saying Kamala attacking Iran, World War III, don't do it. His own chairman of the Joint Chiefs says don't do it. Then he thinks attacking Tucker, myself, Candace Owens, and Megyn Kelly is going to be popular. And even in polls, scientific ones, it shows that hurt him, attacking his base's most popular people. And then Mark Levin, who's ultra unpopular, and Ben Shapiro, who, because of money behind him, used to be big. He's literally a joke now. The stations have all dumped him, 5,000, 20,000 viewers with 6 million subscribers. I mean, it's a joke, folks. I can point a camera in my house at dry paint and get a million views. So can Mark Dice. We're not bragging. It's just like, how did he get like the snake in the jungle book when it's hypnotizing Mowgli, you know, with the spinning eyes or something? And can Trump be saved and extricated from this? And that all ties into the, which I actually had Tucker Carlson has been apologizing. The way I was going to raise this was actually about Tucker. And Tucker does this, but I'm so sorry. I supported him and got him in. I feel terrible. No, he didn't go to big wars the first time. He did most of what he said. He's way better. The fact that Grandpa's gone crazy doesn't mean we were wrong to back the best horse at the time. If a horse just won the last three races, you're going to bet on it at the Kentucky Derby. Sorry, it breaks his leg in the first lap. It's not your fault. You don't say, sorry, I told you bet on, you know, war horse or whatever it is. So that's a big gestalt, Mark Dice.
And Kamala Harris would have done the same exact thing. And yeah, for those people who are like, I regret voting for him. I'm never voting Republican again. I'm never voting again, blah, blah. Well, then you support the country being invaded by 2 million illegal aliens per year. That's the Joe Biden administration's minimum. Under Kamala Harris, it would have gotten even worse. And then if they, you know, take over in Congress, they're going to give them amnesty. And so you could support policies. You don't have to support everything that the man does, but the public are so fickle. When they get disappointed by something that he's done, they want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Whereas I do not regret voting for him. I still will vote for Republicans because even if we have this two-choice system, some people say it's a false paradigm, not entirely accurate regarding most things. It's a two-party system. And one party sucks. The other party is dog crap. And so if you did not vote, that's de facto a vote for Kamala Harris. So we would have had the Equality Act pass. We would have had transgenders in sports. We would have had 2 million illegal aliens more welcomed in per month. Unspeakable horrors that would have been unleashed upon this country. So no, I don't regret voting for him. Just because he's doing some things and being misled doesn't mean that we need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But why is he attacking you and Tucker Carlson and all these people? Well, the man does have the biggest ego probably in the history of the world. And as soon as any big name, especially was formerly associated with him, starts disagreeing with him, his ego can't tolerate that and he has to lash out like a middle school kid on the playground. Just has to be a bully again. And also,
and that's the thing. I'm not the most powerful man on earth like him, but when I make an important decision, I ask friends, confidants, family, even though I think I know the best. And a lot of times it makes me augment or change or maybe not do what I was going to do. Like, why doesn't he want that?
Well, and he may be blackmailed as well. The country may be blackmailed from a certain little foreign country that's supposedly our greatest ally. And Jared Kushner is his son-in-law, who he does rely on as one of his key advisors. And
oh,
so
the guy that owns 666 Park Avenue?
Yeah, who follows me on Twitter on X, by the way, which is very odd. And he didn't just do a spam follow. So at one point I was on his radar, which is very strange. But he is president is spinning so many different plates that there's only so many hours and minutes in the day. And so that's why you have advisors. That's why as a leader, you have to delegate different responsibilities to different people. And so everybody's trying to clamor for his attention just for 30 seconds to try to get him to think their way, to do this, shine a light on this issue, do that. And so while he ultimately is responsible, he is infiltrated by a bunch of neocons, which, by the way, Mark Levin says that's an anti-Semitic slur if you just call somebody a neocon now. And Mark Levin, of course, big never Trumper. Ben Shapiro, big never Trumper. But now they're the new MAGA. So I think we should start calling these people neo MAGA instead of neocons. They're the neo MAGA.
They are the neo Nazi MAGA. But yeah, I know you're the historian, so I got to ask you this question. You'll know one out of 100 might. We get the term neocons from who? From them, and where do they come from, Mark?
Well, it's an opposition to the paleo conservatives, which is paleo meaning original or traditional conservatives, which is what conservatism used to be. So neocon means new, the new conservative. So they basically, these former liberals then hijacked the Republican Party, and a lot of them have certain ethnic groups and certain allegiances.
And they wrote books in the 50s and 60s saying, we're going to hijack it with William F. Buckley, and they were the literal adjuncts of Trotsky who got kicked out of Russia. So that's why they're so anti-Russian, because they want to get back control, and that's why they're behind the Ukraine thing, literally again.
That's why they smear Pat Buchanan, one of the key paleo conservatives who wrote books like 15 years ago warning about all the immigration issues, called The Death of the West, The Suicide of a Superpower. You go back and read his books and they're prophetic because he was trying to alert people about this. But the neocons hijacked the party. There was two phases when they hijacked the party, back in like the 1960s and then again in the 1990s when we saw the Bush administration being led by a bunch of Skull and Bones members getting us involved in Iraq.
And now they're trying to do it again.
And it's just incredible because Fox News is the biggest cheerleader of the Iraq war, which everybody now agrees was based on total lie, total hoax, no weapons of mass destruction, the fabricated yellow cake uranium documents. But now all of a sudden we're supposed to believe what Fox News is saying, cheerleading another war in the same region.
And Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, they're not real MAGA. I'm real MAGA, even though I'm an Ever Trumper.
Yeah, Mark Levin is just one of the most pathetic little weasels that there are to exist. But it goes back, why is President Trump attacking, lashing out at you guys? I mean, let's face it. He does have the biggest ego in the history of mankind. And with anybody who's very gifted in anything, I think comes an equal downside. It's sort of they're balanced. They have talent, but then they have an equal downside.
Yeah, see, I agree. Ego's one driver. I don't have a big ego. It comes off like that. I have a desperate thing of mission. Like, I'm supposed to do this, and then I'm like, I feel like a failure. Like, I'm dying and I'm weak. It's the opposite.
It's like
growing up, like, if a little guy started a fight with me, the little guy could kick my ass because I wouldn't wake up. If some huge dude attacked me, I would put him in the hospital. It's the same thing. It's like, I don't actually feel like I'm powerful. I feel like I've taken on these huge forces and I'm desperate. Does that make sense? It's not from ego, it's from mission.
But his ego won't let him admit the obvious, which Speaker of the House Mike Johnson admitted, Marco Rubio admitted right after this war against Iran started, was Israel kind of forced their hand. And then all of a sudden he's like, well, nobody tells President Trump what to do. Get the damn Bonginos out there, all of these little inner circles.
Netanyahu said it. He said nobody tells Trump what to do. That's ridiculous. Really, he's tried to get every president for 30 years to attack Iran.
Yeah, and so he can't come out and admit, oh, I was wrong. No, nobody with a gigantic ego can admit that they were wrong. So they're always going to justify, and then he hears from his inner circle that, oh, his former podcaster hosts are now attacking you, so he has to go on a screed. But he does post some very odd things. I mean, his attack against Rob Reiner after he was murdered by his psychotic son. Very, very
cool. He said he deserved it.
Well, he said that he brought it upon himself because of his just a very, very cruel thing. So he is his worst enemy. And sometimes we do have to call him out for really diverting from the actual agenda. Now, the midterms are coming up. Can we, by any chance, make it? It just depends. The public has very short memory. If this war can wrap up, people will forget about it.
Advisors have told him if we get real indictments, people will forgive him. And I think we're seeing some indictments now. Do you have any faith in that?
You know, it's nice to see lawfare being used against the enemy the same way that they did against us. But they have so many judges, so many George Soros puppets in place that they're going to throw it out. This new James Comey indictment that's going to probably be thrown out just in a matter of weeks. But at least it does give him the stress. But they are finally doing indictments against the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is interesting. That's why another dollar went into the
Alice Jones.
The Fauci advisor, you know, people for wealth, for mortgage fraud. But it's long overdue. And I don't know what has been taking them so long to start doing this. And the immigration
issue.
Maybe
it was Pam Bondi. Maybe it seems like the dam broke when she got removed.
Yeah, she was absolutely worthless. I mean, let's face it, she was a diversity hire. He hired her off of Fox News. Let's just be honest about it. She shouldn't really.
Did you like her when she said the fentanyl they seized saved 287 million Americans?
Well, but the Dow's at 50,000, don't you know? I mean, she's just absurd. And it's the binders with the fake Epstein documents that she concocted, thinking that the American people would just except that she supposedly released them when anybody who knew anything about it knew that those were actually old documents that she gave to those social media influencers. But not only that, redacted old documents. You could go online and
get that's what I said. If you're going to cover it up, just shut up.
You know, it's good that she's got, I don't really have faith in Cash Patel either. I think he looks like a deer caught in the headlights.
He literally looks like a deer in the headlights all the time.
Yeah, he's way
in
over
his
head.
And when the shooting happened, they drug him outside. He didn't know there was a camera on in the dark, but cameras are so good on phones now. He's like, he's literally like,
Did you hear how fast he was talking after the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Because he was so nervous. And I understand public speaking is a very difficult thing, especially in such a contentious environment. But he is just, he needs to go. And also, too, with the midterms coming up, if President Trump can't get this thing under control, if we can't wrap up this war, if he can't start getting some more wins, Republicans just won't go and vote. because I don't know how he's going to win the support back from MAGA when my own audience, which used to be ultra MAGA, is now two-thirds against the war, largely even against him, disappointed in him for...
Well, that's the thing I've heard his surrogates say, go ahead, vote Democrat. We know you won't. No, they just won't show up.
They won't show up. And we know how well organized the Democrat Party is with getting out the votes, with the unions and even, you know, bribing homeless people with packs of cigarettes and busing them to locations. And so it's going to be a disaster. And I don't know what they're going to do with the immigration issue, because once MAGA starts learning that the illegal aliens who are here are not going to leave, the 30 million plus are never going to go. He can't even get rid of the criminal.
Did you see the new head of ICE said they're going to back off enforcement?
There should be busloads of illegal aliens, caravans, as far as the eye can see, heading south of the border, down every major freeway in America, from every major city, 24 hours a day, loaded with them, getting rid of them. But he won't do it. He can't do it. And that actually might be out of his hands, because we saw the riots when he just tried to get rid of the
ones who were... No, the Democrats successfully cock-blocked ICE.
They did. They like the child molesters and the murderers and the rapists being in their community, the illegal aliens. And they're so out of touch. And, you know, it's the general public, we should understand, they don't really know what it is that's going on. But previously, at least the politicians would be somewhat honest with the general public. But they're the ones who are lying and saying that they're just rounding up your brown neighbors. We got Tampon Tim out there saying that ICE is going door to door, asking where the people of color are so that they can be rounded up.
Well, that's the only hope, is the Democrats are so horrible and so hated. Their poll numbers are even lower and still sinking, which means the whole power structure is going down the drain. And they should realize that, understand we're in the fourth turning. In closing, we just put a headline up from Politico, and I don't usually agree with Politico because they had to lie before to defend Democrats. Now they can tell the truth, and even late-night comedy can now make fun of Trump. Now suddenly Saturday Night Live is funny because Trump is doing insane stuff. And I agree with the headline from Politico. Republican leadership worries Trump White House nonsense hurting them in midterms. Yeah, it's nonsense. At least 30 times he says the war is won. Dozens of times the Strait of Hormuz is open. Dozens of times he doesn't care about the Strait of Hormuz. Dozens of times they've had regime change. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. It's not 3D chess. So how do we get Trump off the nonsense?
Maybe we should reach Donald Trump Jr. because he is a Gen Xer. He has his finger on the pulse of America and on social media. And while we may not be able to get through to President Trump because he's not the guy who's on True Social, you know, looking at the feeds or on Twitter, he's directing to a staff
member. He only cares about late-night comedy, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. And I know this from Roger Stone years ago. Now it sounds like I'm saying it. Roger and everybody else, when they want something done, because he can talk to Trump, doesn't do anything. If he sees it on Fox... So they buy ads as it's cheaper, not nationally, but in D.C. or in New Jersey or in Florida, just for Fox and CNN for their political ads. People that don't know, if you just buy local, it's like, you know, 100 times cheaper. They run ads, everybody does, just to get at Trump. So it's like...
Well, you know, actually, part of the reason is the sycophantic MAGA, they are Kool-Aid drinkers in a sense, the ones who are establishment types, like the Dinesh D'Souza's, who started his podcast saying... We need to move on from the Epstein files, because these people who rely on their connection to Mar-a-Lago and to President Trump for their career boost, for their connections, and even if it's not even that, they like to go to the parties, they like to go to CPAC, they like to go to the Mar-a-Lago events. These are the people who really should be the ones telling him what's going on the ground, but they're so cowardly. They don't want to tell the emperor that he has no clothes, because then they're afraid that he's going to take it out on them. So we have these, you know, MAGA types who have circled President Trump for their own benefit, for their own career, who are wealthy beyond what anybody could even imagine, who are the ones who are so cowardly that they can't tell him what it is that's actually going on, and instead are just parroting back what it is that he is saying instead of actually correcting him when he's wrong. And any true leader knows you have to have advisors who will point out when you are wrong, when you're going off the path. That's why the court jester is supposed to be able to tell the king what it is that other people aren't allowed to tell him.
That's right. In France and everywhere, and with the Norman, the jester was the only person that the king wasn't allowed to execute.
Yeah, and we need somebody to be able to tell him instead of sucking up to him so that they can go to their little parties and post their little selfies and show that they're the cool people at all the MAGA parties and they're the speakers at CPAC.
But think how smart even the old European kings were. And, of course, the Romans, others had soothsayers that they weren't allowed to kill because they wanted to be. Caesar had an aide that followed him around all the time saying, you're just a man, you're not a god. You're just a man, you're not a god. That's on record.
But I don't care about going to Mar-a-Lago. I mean, you know how often I turn down interviews. I've been invited on some of the biggest podcasts, and I'm not interested in going to these parties, going to these events, rubbing elbows with a lot of these people. A lot of it's not even just about getting out the word. It's just a big ego trip. It's their conservative celebrity coalition. They like to go and post their selfies and show who they're hanging out with and who they're supposedly
friends
with.
Disgusting. I know we're out of the same worldview. In closing, you got to come back sooner than every once a year. Mark Dice, in closing, so you kind of hit on this. I want to be clear with all the listeners. As much as I get mad at Trump trying to get him back, sometimes we're able to bend him back to reality, so that's our job. The Democrats running around saying, we admit we're wrong. It was all discredited, kind of what you said earlier. No, we're proud of what we did earlier. We were getting good done then. Now there's a problem. But let's just remember, the Democrats are the ones running the white supremacist groups. They're the pro-pedophile people. They're the globalist party. They are the bad guys. That's why we're mad at Trump, not going after them. Can you elaborate just briefly on that?
And if you sit out the midterms, then you are de facto giving a vote to the Democrats. It's sort of like we're in the desert, we're starving, and we're thirsty, and we come across the table, and there's some dirty water that's warm and has some bugs floating in it, and then there is a pile of dog poop and some urine. Okay, those are basically the choices. So it's not perfect. He's never going to be perfect. You don't have to support the man. You support the party. And no matter how much they let us down, no matter how corrupt they are, it still is better than the alternative. And it's not, you're not going to rally so many people to not vote.
And the real reform is in the Republican Party. There are a lot of good local and federal people. So, you know, check it all and get behind the good ones. Exactly. I would say it's like moldy bread and some, you know, water that tastes bad that isn't poison versus rotting roaches and dog crap. It's absolutely the same thing.
And I'll leave you this. Local is actually more important than federal. Your local city council, your state legislature, your mayor, your sheriff. Vote local. And for those people who don't know some of those positions, you can just go and look up your Republican voter guide. So the Republican Party does put out a voter guide showing who they back, because some of these positions in local elections don't have a political party affiliation. And so you don't want to get some liberal sheriff, because the sheriffs in even certain areas of Los Angeles and other parts of Southern California would not enforce the lockdowns during COVID from Governor Newsom. And so
yeah, good sheriffs are the first thing in the Magna Carta of a real elected person for the people. The sheriff's one of the most important positions out there.
School board, city council, state legislature, mayors, governors, probably even more important, way more important than actually federal elected officials.
But yeah, also, I'm glad that Trump went sideways, because now we can stop obsessing on him and talk about the future.
And, you know, I think people should to look at the importance of the midterms as well, in terms of taking on the importance of having a majority in the House and in the Senate, because if we don't, then he can't get his legislation passed, and they can impeach him and tie things up. They have subpoena power.
And they're going to pack the Supreme Court and do the filibuster. Yeah, we've got to work even harder in this next midterm. I disagree with Nick Fuentes. Punish the Republicans, kick them out. No way. And Nick, by the way, is on tomorrow at 1. We'll have a hearty debate on that. Mark Dice, incredible job at Mark Dice on X, Mark Dice on YouTube. Come back soon. We love you, brother.
Give all the great work. Looking forward to seeing you on the new Alex Jones Network, with Alex Jones not skipping a beat despite everything that they've thrown at you. So
thank you, brother.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Rebecca, get the new feed. It'll switch over Friday morning at TheAlexJonesApp.com for Droid and Apple. It's free, and people can find it all at X at Real Alex Jones. They can go to the top of X. Thank you, Mark. And you can see right there the new URL on Real Alex Jones on X for the new news website, and so much more. And speaking of that, I got to go pack up what's left of my office and any other little memorabilia and knickknacks around here. And so I'm packing my bags today and tomorrow, and then I'm out of here. So almost 18 years in this building, and it's a lot of history here, but I feel like I'm about to shed my skin, as long as you support us. And that's why we have the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. Bigley just happened to do this, already had it scheduled, a bunch of stuff came in, So it's insane right now. And all the InfoWars gear, won't be able to get that anymore. It's your last chance on that. The new InfoWars limited edition Faraday bag, a final InfoWars silver coin, You Are the Resistance, in a bundle, an incredible deal on that. That's going to sell out very, very soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com and a bunch of other big sales that are running right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But what you really want to do is get the ultramethylene blue. You want to get the Shilajit. You want to get our T3 iodine. It's the best. It will change your life. These are amazing products. I only sell stuff that works. You hear the right reviews. For folks been on the fence, ever went and bought anything, now's the time. You're really missing out, and you couldn't fund your own future against these tyrants better than an organization that reaches tens of millions a day that will not back down and will stand up for Team Humanity. So for myself, entire InfoWars crew, God bless you, and thank you so much. Triple live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. And Jason Berman's Loaded for Bears, going to do 30-minute news blitz. Back in just a few. Stay with us, my friends. Now share those live feeds now.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin. Or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultramethylene Red.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and...
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria in the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com to get T3 now available. And methylene blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
What's this?
Oh,
I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take them.
Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we are back. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and it is my honor to be sitting in here at Infowars.com in its twilight. It is very hard for me to believe, as somebody who has tuned in to Infowars for well over 20 years, was excited about the launch of PrisonPlanet.tv, a model in which so many of these quote-unquote alternative news sites have followed. And really, you know, to be the first person to ever have another show on Infowars a decade and a half plus ago, it's pretty wild to me that not only is The Onion going to take over, something that hasn't been relevant in satire for like a decade and a half. Like, it's been about 15 years. During the MySpace years, it had a run and a heyday, and that was about it. And then they're going to take somebody who, in my opinion's heyday, was like the late 90s, early 2000s on the Adult Swim show that I didn't watch because it was just too even weird and bizarre for my humor. I didn't see it coming. So good luck with all that. Very excited for the Alex Jones Network. And the story I want to focus on in the beginning here has to be this latest attempt on Trump's life, which I think is real, by the way, and I'm going to get into all that, and how so many people, even in the general public, that aren't following alternative news, that are watching mainstream media, for some reason now believe things like that are fake. And I think it's very healthy. Let me start here. To question everything. To have healthy skepticism. But if you are going to put out an opinion about something like that, it has to be more than an Instagram video with Caroline Leavitt saying something like, shots are going to be fired, obviously talking about comedy. Okay? Because at the end of the day, there's some questions here that I haven't heard anybody else ask. So let's start there. Okay? Let's start with this shooter. Now, it's my opinion that, you know, people aren't talking about the fact, what'd you have, about 5-6 weeks ago, somebody go up to Mar-a-Lago, actually get gunned down, because they were looking to kill Trump. We've already had Butler, which I think, again, is very real, and I think all of the forensic evidence shows that, and we're going to show some of that forensic evidence in a moment, that to me makes it indisputable, other than the fact that you can watch them literally take a stiff guy who got shot in it out. You can see the bullet holes that hit a crane that has a hydraulic mechanism. The water's like gushing out from where the stray bullets hit. You know, those are subdivision things. But I have to hear about staged photographs, and I have to hear about blood capsules that don't exist. Now, the guy almost got his head blown off. And by the way, I've given this warning, and people really should be... Now that he's gotten involved in this war, I mean, he's more useful dead to certain people, in my opinion, than alive, because J.D. Vance is going to roll with whatever. You better believe, like once you saw J.D. Vance recently get questioned about Epstein and people yelling out, you know, about genocide and all this other stuff, you could tell he'll fold right into whatever agenda. So Trump's really actually put himself in way danger, and I think that's what's going on. They got the goof troop out there. First of all, with this guy, no one is asking the question, not like if, and this is my question, not if, what kind of medications has this guy been on probably throughout his life? I read his manifesto. I mean, It's been read on air in certain places. I know Trump flipped out about it. I think people should hear it. Because if you think that's a sane individual, I guarantee you that person at some point, whether it was recent, maybe he went off the meds, I don't know, still on them, was or still is being prescribed heavy medication. But that's just like the norm now. I'll bet anything on it. All right? There's that video of him out there already showing this thing that he's patenting. Like, seems like a smart individual, right? Pretty intelligent. I could tell you right now, socially awkward, okay? And I'm pretty sure pretty medicated. No one's asking that question. So why does that matter? Well, when you have an FBI that is not actively seeking this out, or maybe you have some people that are and don't want to put the red flags on and block certain things. I mean, look into 9/11, red flags like that everywhere. Go read the two new books by Robert Wright on vulgar betrayal, and you'll see what I mean. It's actually astonishing. You can go get them at Amazon. Vulgar betrayal. Go check out that. A lot of people aren't talking about that either. We can get into Able Danger, that FBI, CIA obstruction. There's tons of it out there. So you got people, maybe just a few key individuals obstructing this. So now you're going to just let the nutcases have at it. And it doesn't necessarily mean it gets to Trump. But imagine they had killed somebody just in the media, even though they weren't a target. Doesn't look like this guy's background is a marksman. And God forbid if it was a coordinated effort. Like I said, they got the goof troop in there. You saw that person bolt by and like pull his gun. The fact that they didn't turn him into Swiss cheese is, it would be questionable. Have I not seen the videos and the reaction? They're putting on the worst detail for that guy on purpose. I think you should wake up to that. Here's another just quick bizarro moment, but it also shows the generations of corruption of what's really going on. Okay. And with assassinations or assassination attempts on president. I haven't seen anybody but the Gateway Pundit, good for them, talk about this. John Hinckley Jr., the man who shot Reagan, okay, weighs in on the latest assassination attempt, says it was spooky to find out it took place in the same hotel as his did. So that is a coinky-dink, and if you don't know who John Hinckley is, tried to kill Reagan, shot Brady through the head, the infamous Brady Bill, on the way to more and more and more gun regulations and more restrictions in this country. He hasn't been in prison for a long time. In fact, it was back in the day when I was at InfoWars doing the InfoWarrior that he first was able just to leave jail, and I was shocked then. I'm like, this guy tried to kill the president, and they're letting him out. He was able to leave and go with his family on weekends. But then you find out, this is my film Invisible Empire, produced by InfoWars and Alex Jones, by the way, free online. But you find out that the Hinckleys and the Bush family were very, very close. In fact, I think it was the day of, or the next day, Hinckley's brother was supposed to have dinner with Bush's brother. Yes, that's 100% real. The George Bush Jr.'s brother. So, in other words, another son of George Sr. They're supposed to have dinner, had to cancel those plans. That's how tight the Hinckleys and the Bushes were. And then you have all the intelligence connections, obviously, with Bush. But we don't talk about that. This guy's John Hinckley. You see that little guitar in his hand? He is touring the country with an acoustic guitar. You want to talk about beyond parody. Okay. In the post-truth world, here we are. So I promised you, again, we're going to present some forensic evidence, okay, of Trump and the Butler incident. Now, first and foremost, again, I think it's more on the side that you might have key players on the inside of Secret Service, okay, that are there to ensure certain things go on, are there to ensure certain stand downs, maybe are there if things go awry to take out their target, Tom's Crooks. You know, just the fact, again, nobody ever talks about the fact that it was actually a National Guardsman who was a regular cop that engaged him,
that was shooting at him. He's the one that actually stopped all this, and he shot the gun out of his hands. And then they caved his head in when the weapon was away from him. That blows my mind, too. No one talks about that. It needs to be talked about more. So you have these people around to maybe ensure things, right? So here in Butler, we were talking about Trump's ego in the previous segment. Very real thing. Really to his detriment, that he can't just ever admit he's wrong, and he always got to pull the one up. Well, his hairline has spoken to that for years. Okay? So all you, like, 55D chess guys out there that think that, you know, Trump pulled some false flag in Butler. No, he almost got his head blown off again. I'll say it again. Let's just watch this. Okay? Now, you'll see he's being covered. But, well, what you, is that a huge bald spot on his head? Do you think he wants people to see that? Oh, 55D chest. There it is. The 55D chest comb over. Don't worry. We'll get a good shot of that. Hey, take a nice look right here. See right in here. Let's follow it. Oh, we're getting zoomed in now. Oh boy. Oh boy. There it is. Yeah, I mean, if you don't know it's real, that thing got blown to the side. I mean, that's as bald as you're ever going to see Trump. Let's bring it back just a little bit. Just a little. Oh, see, I hit the thing. And look, there's the goof troop again. And I'm not trying to pick on women. But my God. But then people want to get into the fantastical, right? For some reason, in this post-truth world, people want to post memes. They want to say, again, false flag altogether. And I've got to watch AI slop videos like this one. We're going to have fun with this one. This one's pretty funny. And that's the thing. It's funny. It's good. I don't know if it's good propaganda or it's good content for somebody making money. People love this stuff. So actually here is Trump in a music video admitting to all this just being staged and all of it being false flags.
All right, stop. Forget the polls and listen. Donnie's back with an ancient invention. Do this. If you need public support, just fake your own hit and treat it as a sport.
Was it ever real, yo?
Hell no. But people like to root for the underdog, so if you need a problem, yo, just fake it. Create a spectacle and let the lefties take it. The PSYOP is pumping. Everyone's hype and reporters are jumping. Use that diversion as fuel. Put a band-aid on it.
Everything's cool if they
start asking about your year.
Just fit it like me for the past 30 years.
A good assassination will never fail, he. So you can run the massive plans of the Israelis. And when you mess up a big dirty war, just say, look, we won like you did before. If you need a problem, yo, just fake it. Just make it look real and let the lefties take it.
Where we're at. And it's sad because the guy did, you know, as Dice and Alex were talking about, some really good things in that first term. And it came out what seemed to be super hot in this second one. Today, do I want to put on my hopium hat and think Comey is going to prison, that they're really going to start prosecuting the COVID-1984 nightmare for real? I want to believe, but boy, I've been pretty damn burned lately. And that gets into what I think the real psyops that are going on right now. You know, and I covered this last night on a broadcast. You know, as people are talking about interdimensional portals that Sam Altman is supposedly creating in the Middle East, and they've already been created in the United States and China. I don't know why they wouldn't have been created in Russia. I mean, if this is all happening, okay, and who knows? But Color Jason Burm is skeptical, okay? I'm not saying they're not building colliders or technologies. I mean, the hype is out right now for aliens and disclosure, and Donnie T is going to give it to you, right? That's always in there, Lazar has a new S4 documentary. He was recently on Rogan. And like I said, this Sam Altman story, which was put out there by Ronan Farrow, who, son of Mia Farrow and supposedly Woody Allen. Again, I've said it. Big conspiracy theory out there that it's actually Frank Sinatra's son. Doesn't look like Woody Harrelson. I will, or not Woody Harrelson. Sorry. I keep calling Woody Allen. Jeez. I didn't mean to insult you, Mr. Harrelson. I said it 3 or 4 times. But anyway, he did really good work on Weinstein before he went to prison. And Black Cube, the Israeli private intelligence firm that does a lot more than just, you know, intelligence work in the sense that they're gathering it. Let's just say that. And that's the whole thing. We have all these contractors all over. Espionage and privatized espionage has existed for a very, very long time. Okay. So Farrow puts out this article on Sam Altman, and what I think people have been missing a ton is what I've been talking about is World ID, WorldCoin, which is the blockchain biometrification of humanity. Okay? And it's been around for several years now. And it has not gained a huge amount of traction in this country, but they're continually pushing it as a world ID. And to me, the right kind of economic or social or geopolitical, especially in the war arena, calamity that brings it all together could pump this up. So World ID makes case for enterprise scale authentication, but some aren't buying it. Thank God, by the way. So they want what they're now referring to as AI agents to basically control everything. And these AI agents are also going to be in charge of deciding whether or not you're a human being, because there is so much AI slop and unverifiable stuff out there. And that's real right now. I want to make that extremely clear. I know people who, they don't have a YouTube. Okay. Do not have a YouTube, have done some interviews in the past, but now people are just literally manufacturing videos of her. Okay. Saying things she's never said, and YouTube won't take them down. These people are getting huge views and making money on this. They won't take them down because she doesn't have an account. And I can't blame her for not wanting to have a YouTube account. I mean, Alex is pumping up Rumble for a reason. Google, which parent company is Alphabet, which owns YouTube, right, is an extension of the media military industrial complex in every way, shape, and form. It's partnered with NASA in quantum computing and artificial intelligence. And right now, if you haven't noticed, even what you're hearing about is artificial intelligence. So while they talk about alien portals and Altman, he's bringing in the biometrics. And kudos to Rob Dew for posting this one right here. You should do your eye, blood sample, and DNA mouth swab. Then you qualify for a free donut. And basically, this is GPT Image 2 can do a palm reading. I am so here for it. God, I hate modern language. You don't hear me calling people fam or I'm here for it or it hits different. I am call me a curmudgeon. But, you know, I don't identify. Boy, I'm so here for it. And by the way, I want everybody to look at this because here's the funny thing. It got a fact check here. It says, uploading biometric details like your fingerprint on ChatGPT and cloud can lead to identity theft and financial scams. Note is needed as this is a security threat. See, yesterday, the context was different, actually. That's funny. I did not look at it today. So, and I did it live on air. Yesterday, it was saying that they couldn't get your biometric information from that. And that's, of course, false. I said it right out. I go, no, it's how much biometric information. So let's say it's a lower res photograph and it can't get your fingerprints. And it still can get the proportions of your fingers. It can see lines in there, which are part of biometric data. It's not if, it's how much. Okay. And The spooky thing about this world coin and the way that it's going to identify you, and I've talked about this, is it's going to take the Lochnar, the orb, if you will. There it is. There's the orb. They got orb minis that look like cell phone cameras now. But there's the orb. In fact, I think on this program, at least years ago, I've played videos of people literally letting their soul be sucked in by the orb so they can have, you know, digital cracker jacks to spend. And by the way, if you're a harnesser of souls, then obviously you get more of the digital cracker jacks. It's great, isn't it? I just love how all this AI and robotics is moving. I mentioned this really quickly, and it needs to be mentioned here. We're moving quickly into transhumanism, automation, and robotics. I know Alex was talking about getting locked out of your car, okay? They literally now have a humanoid robot as one of the co-stars on the new Jackass movie. We are going to be so bombarded with robots and robot pets and Holly weirdos, man. Just buckle up for it, because it's really going to happen. Last few minutes here, I want to hit Epstein quick, because I'm working on this Epstein docuseries, the Epstein Files. Looks like the first chapter is going to be called The Fine Young Cannibal Class. And there's a new documentary out there. I have not watched it yet. New report by 60 Minutes. And you're looking at Shontay Davies. Now, first of all, the headline on this one, sickening new claims about men being gang raped and women, we've already seen those in sex games at Epstein Zorro Ranch, come to light in new documentary. Now, look, I've talked about the FBI tip and the people possibly being buried on this vast, vast, vast facility. In fact, even before that, I had communications with Courtney Love's father. Courtney Love had been in the files before. Everybody knew there was a relationship there. And he claimed, his daughter was very much involved and that some of these victims were either thrown out to sea or buried in the desert. It's a real thing. So the woman that you saw there, that is Shontay Davies. Now, I don't know how much, and again, I've been doing this a while. I don't know how much she's actually publicly spoken at this point, right? So this is her with Bill Clinton. So many times, and by the way, she was of age at that time and had said that, you know, the guy was a perfect gentleman, et cetera, et cetera. But take a look, okay? I am curious to see what she has to say now that a lot of these files are out. And remember, we've seen a fraction, really, of a fraction of the files. We're literally, I don't know how it's going to be humanly possible to see the videos. Has anybody been talking about the one photograph that's clearly from a pinhole cam? And then there's none other. Ahud Barak, Woody Allen in there, among others. Just out in the wild. So I'm going to be watching this. Zorro Ranch, I know they're saying they're investigating it. Good luck with all that. Good luck with all that. And another, hey, unfortunate stain on Trump's reputation, right? That's why he's got to sit there in a 60 Minutes interview and say, that he's not an abuser and he's not a pedo. Well, all I can say is you should have came up with what you said you were going to. You should have done what you said you were going to. And I can only hope, and I don't have much of it, that these new indictments actually lead to prosecutions and some kind of redemption, and that we can get out of the Middle East ASAP. However, I think that he's really put himself in a spot there as well. Wrapping it up, folks, support Alex Jones. I mean, I cannot believe this is probably going to be the last time that I am on Infowars.com. It's wild to me. And I just want to say, go to the Alex Jones store. Go get the hats. Go get the shirts. Go get the memorabilia while you can. Believe me, I've been rocking my InfoWars shirts from the last, 20 years a lot over the last week and making it a conversation starter, because the truth is all we have. The truth still matters and is always going to matter. And that's why, to me, it's never been about left or right. It is always about right and wrong. I absolutely love you guys. Go check out my YouTube. All my documentaries are free. Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Shade, Invisible Empire. Love you. See you on the flip.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it.
But this stuff works, man. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.